Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just trying to live the star life, yeah. The glitz and the glamour. Got the big homies beside me with them clips and them hammers. Might have made your girl look like a star, but that's only on them cameras. But when I seen her ass in person, she was dirty like Diana. Now I'm chilling in the back of a seat of a Bentley, two-tone black and white and white. But you know I'm not alone, got two girls with me, one black, one white, one white. And I break it down, your whole crew know that I'm wavy now. Killing these shows, stacking my dough, yo main bitch wanna lay me down. That's why I get it all day, day. Niggas wanna just hate. Talk shit behind my back, didn't wanna be in my face. But I'm supposed to be the brand new nigga. Now y'all niggas mad at me, but guess what, I don't give a fuck. I'm but you still go buy my CD. That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. I'm just trying to get addicted to the. That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life.
Star life, this is our life, star life, star life. Tryna take our life, we do it all night, we do it all night, we do it all night. Know how ours is, what is y'all's like? Yeah, y'all got it, we going hard body, fucking narcotics, and it's all kind of life, and it's all kind of life. West LA to the dead die, the dead die, the dead die. If you rep the city, you better be fly, better be fly, better be fly. I'm no E-Cup since grade 5, get dressed in ice. Both little niggas, ours was against it, so we had to get it. Fuck having an image, I'm making a living, and this rap shit is rapid the way that we spin it. But by the way that we spin it, you see me bringing it in, being prepared for this since the age of 10. What it takes to win, I'm who they depend, don't family friends, I need cakes to live. Cause if I ever needed it, they would do it, so fucking my niggas, just take the bins, I won't say it again. Be that 10% out of that 100, boy, I grind hard, I want it more. Tryna be Sean Carter at like 24, 24. And right now, I think I'm doing alright. Ain't slept for like 4 or 5 nights. Introducing y'all to the starlight.
That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the starlight. I'm just trying to get addicted to the. That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the starlight. Hey, I'm just trying to get addicted to the starlight. Hey.
On deck, 5FC Black Moon on deck was good, chilling.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Dipo Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Dipo Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down by Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Dipo Radio.
Shout out to Dipo Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, bang, bang.
Yeah. Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die for a radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyra Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die for Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die for Radio.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to a special edition, and I mean special edition, of Die for Radio. We got E-Cub in the house. He just released My Box, banging, banging album. We can definitely be going through the tracks, talking with him, you know what I'm saying? We already got some callers on the line that definitely want to chop it up with him. Definitely know they've been banging the album. Want to give a big shout-out to everybody and a happy new year. This is actually the first Die 4 Radio episode of the new year, so you know what I'm saying? All my new listeners, welcome, welcome. Die 4 Radio is Tuesdays and Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Pacific time. Sorry, so late, East Coasters, but it definitely goes down here on Doc 4 Radio. But I had to do, you know what I'm saying, a new day, a new year with a new artist. You know what I'm saying? E-Cub, what's happening with you, homie?
What's going on, Lancey, man? It's your boy E-Cub, you Doug, chilling right now on Doc 4 Radio, live on air, man. What up, what up?
Man, you know, we just chilling, bro, but you the man of the album, you know what I'm saying? Definitely just dropped the album, My Box. You know, as far as feedback, how people been hitting you up about it?
Hey, man, first of all, shout out everybody that, you know, been holding me down for a while now, man, and just, like, you know, holding down the movement, the hip-hop movement that I've been pushing. So shout out everybody out, and I've been getting major, like, crazy feedback, man, just from my Twitter, my Instagram, everything, and everybody love the hip-hop. I mean, they already knew what to expect from your boy, but this just kind of, you know, solidified it in their minds that, yeah, this kid is ready to go, you know. So shout out everybody that cop My Box. We will have the hard copies available for $10 a pop, so y'all stay tuned for that. I'll be giving out the info on that shortly.
Absolutely. Now, you know what? These phone lines are already blowing up.
Sure.
So I'm going to go to this first call because I know they want to shut up. If you, 267-432, you live on Dot 4 Radio with E-Cub. What's happening with you? 267, you live on the radio. What's up?
Hello?
Yo.
Oh, there she was. We can go right back to her. What's up, you on Dot 4 Radio? How you doing? Happy New Year.
Hello?
You live on the radio with E-Cub. How you doing?
Yo, what up?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
How's it going? How's everything?
Everything's good. What's going on, E?
Shoot, nothing. Just over here, you know, promoting the album that we just dropped and everything. Just, you know what I'm saying, trying to keep it moving. 2014, big things about to pop off, you know?
Oh, okay. This is Tina. I'm just calling you from the East Coast.
What up, team?
What's going on?
No, nothing. You know me. Same old, just on the grind. How's everything?
Everything's good. Everything's good. I'm going to get me a track. I'm going to get one of them CDs.
Oh, for sure. You know, I got much love for y'all over there. I appreciate y'all, man. But make sure you put everybody up on the album, too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you get everybody on it.
I sure will. I sure will. Your dad told me that, you know, gave me this information, and I was like, I'm going to holler at him because I do want that. You know, we got to have that over here.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. You already know. Chester, PA, what up?
That's right. We appreciate you calling and definitely showing the support here on Dot 4 Radio, and we're going to get into a bunch of the songs, so definitely rock out with us. If you can't stay on the line, you can definitely go on your computer and listen to it as well. The link is on E's page, so definitely rock out with us.
All right. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you. Getting love. The family going on. We're going to go to this call I've been holding for just 1 second. 206 area code. 206. You're on Dot 4 Radio. What's happening?
What's going on? It's your boy Jeff Banks all the way from Seattle, man. Yo, what up, though, boy? What it do, my guy, man?
Hey, man, you know, your boy over here just on the grind, fam, you know what I'm saying, just with the music, just dropped the album and everything, so I'm just on the radio right now, you know, trying to hold it down.
Man, yeah, that's what's up, man. I just want to let you know, man, I like what you're doing, man, and keep at it, bro. I'm promoting the album all out here, man, on everything. I swear, you're getting known by me, man.
Nah, that's real talk, fam. You already know we go way back. Shout out my boy Jeff Banks, man. He holding it down in Seattle right now. You know what I'm saying? We grew up, young kids, hooping and balling. I ain't seen him in years, man. But he out there showing love, putting your boy out there in Seattle, man. So much love to Jeff out there holding it down for your boy, E-Cub.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, man. You stay up, man. I'm going to keep promoting, man. I'm letting everybody know about my guy, E, out there, man. You know?
All right. For sure, fam. I appreciate your love, man. I'm going to hit you up. Good looking out.
Already, man.
That's what's up. I appreciate you rocking with Dot 4 Radio. We actually going to go, you know what I'm saying, into a track, and we're going to let the man of the hour pick the track. You know what I'm saying? We got people online. We got the phone lines really starting to blow up. 818s, I see you. 310s, I see you. You know what I'm saying? We're definitely doing it. We're going to come back to you right after a track that the man himself gets to pick.
Sure. Don't throwing my real rap.
You heard it first. Go ahead and introduce this track and tell me a little bit about it.
Yo, man, it's your boy Cub. I want to get into this next record called Real Rap off the album. It basically is just about, you know what I'm saying, just sticking to the roots of hip-hop and just kind of like just spitting and letting the people know that I'm here and I'm doing my thing and I'm kicking you some flavor, you know what I mean?
That's how we do it. Real Talk, Dafo Radio, E-Cub in the house, My Box out now. Go download it. It's a free download. There's no mistakes about it. You know what I'm saying? No excuses, no nothing. Go get some real hip-hop as we listen to this real rap. Dafo Radio, let's do it.
The best, now it's time to rock. It's like a reincarnation of the Zulu nation. So put it on your station so everybody can play it and listen. So what the games are missing? How they gon' change the style, but then they flop and then they send your ass fishing. That's labels for your boy, but if they come into my door, they better be offering more or they getting kicked to the floor. I hurt you to the core. I spit raw lyrics that you never heard before, cause you niggas sweeter than s'mores. You clowns is really whore. Talking all that shit behind my back, but in my face you on my sack up on my sword. Yo, check, I'm just a radical, an asshole. I'm judging whack rappers with a gown and a gavel. First, I wasn't gonna say you niggas, but I thought to myself, it's either you or your sister. And I don't wanna be the mean, rude MC, but somebody please tell them they ain't fucking with E. There's too many of you rap niggas up on the leash, and I just be up on some Skip Bayless Unleashed. I'm running this rap shit, boy, niggas compete. I'm kicking niggas out of the game, niggas so peak. Peak, damn, let me calm down. I just got a little out of my element that round, and I'm gone. This is real rapping, give your ass a back end, homie if you're sleeping, throw you off the deep end, my career peaking, in the studio so much my girl think I'm cheating. It ain't no secret that I be laying raps on these tracks, bag it up and then I sell it like some crack. Cause I know fiends that fiend for good music, cause they just like me so they use and abuse it. You niggas stupid, I do you like Missy Elliott and make you lose it, just make you lose it, cause music can make you lose control. But I'm still on the right track just to reach my goal. When y'all say claiming that all these niggas is old, but it's the same old niggas with real mic control. Yo, so I would never disrespect it. Hip-hop was once neglected, but now I resurrect it, so check it. It's cut.
Damn, you know what I'm saying? That real rap. Dafo Radio, always bringing that shit. We got E-Cub in the house. We also rocking out with Philly, you know what I'm saying, in the background. We all chilling in the studio, getting it in. It's all part of what's happening. It's all part of this movement. You know how we do it here on Dafo Radio. We're definitely going to go to this other call, and just be patient, y'all. You know, the phone lines are blowing up, so we're definitely going to get to you, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, but we also got to make sure that people hear this music, hear this album, so they can go out and download it or you know what I'm saying, reserve that hard copy. If you need any hard copies or whatever, you know, get a hold of E, and also anything Dafo Radio or Dire Landscape, Dafo Productions, shoot me a message, and I'll make sure they get it. You know what I'm saying, as far as my fan base that never really heard of E-Cub and everything. So definitely let me know. We got an 818 caller locally in the house. You know what I'm saying? 818-384-54 Radio with E-Cub. What's happening?
What's happening, man?
Oh, man, we chilling out. We chilling out. Who we speaking with?
It's Jarrell, man. It's my Jarrell.
Hey.
From the Valley, man.
Yeah, what up, though, bro?
What's happening, man? Tell me about this new album, you heard me?
Hey, man, we promoting the album right now, but you already know it's that hip-hop. You know, My Box, straight out the boombox with it, man. Just kicking them lyrics, kicking the play and everything, fam.
Hell yeah, that's that new life shit, yep.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, I appreciate you showing love, man. I appreciate you calling in for your boy, you know what I'm saying?
You already know, man. Y'all got to come check this man out. You're, I mean, he the truth. You feel me? We're going to come up just like that. Simple as that. Easy.
For sure. Hey, make sure you get the word out to everybody, too, man. Make sure everybody listen to the album. It's definitely needed.
Oh, they going to know. Believe that. I'm going to bump it when I'm walking. You feel me? Or I'm driving. I'm going to bump it when I'm hitting the waist.
For sure,
turn
man.
Up. Sorry, you know.
All right, for sure. I'm going to catch you, man. I appreciate the love, bro.
Hey, go ahead. We appreciate you rocking with Doc. Go ahead, people. Are you an artist yourself, or are you just homies with E and just support him?
I'm supporting him. You feel me? That's my love, man.
For sure. Well, definitely, we appreciate you rocking with us. We're going to go through, you know what I'm saying, the tracks. You got a specific track you want to hear that we can get to, or you just want to hear the whole thing?
Man, surprise me, man.
Okay, that's what's up. So definitely rocking out, you know what I'm saying? Our got local calls on the line, got East Coast calls on the line, you know what I'm saying? So we do it real, real big. So, you know, really, though, how did this project come together? I mean, when you first started it, I mean, obviously you're a musician, so our job is to do albums.
Right.
But when you got to it, did you go into it like, hey, I'm going to call it, you know, my box, or did you start doing some tracks and, you know, I know you're into hip-hop and stuff like that, and did the name come, like, in the process, or how did that kind of all come together?
Well, pretty much how that came together, like you said, just as a musician and as a hip-hop head, I'm always just sitting down listening to old school records and beats, and because that's the type of music I'm into. So when I went, my creative process in this album was like, yo, I'm about to just make an album to where, like, if I say I made an album back then, this is how it would be now, you know what I'm saying, but with a new twist on it. So I was like, let me sit down, listen to these hip-hop beats I got. Let me hit a couple of the homies up, you know what I'm saying. Shout out to my boy Demi Hughes. Shout out Mike Free. Shout out all the producers on the project, just to name a few. But and I just pretty much explained to them the vibe I wanted in the type of style. And then once I started seeing that, okay, I got people that can really shoot me these kind of beats that can match my personality and my vision, then that's when I said, you know what, I'm going to go strictly with the boombox. So I kind of got that idea right off the top. And I was like, I'm going to just make that soundtrack music for that hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, that boom bap era.
That's what's up. And that's kind of like my goal here at Dot 4 Radio and all the people that I've had on here is to make them kind of go back, listen to real hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And I know some people get mad. Actually, PMD was on the show, and he's like, you know, hip-hop is hip-hop, regardless of the genre it is. It's all real hip-hop. So he's like, I don't really go there as far as to say it's not official, because
right.
That's what they knew.
Right.
That, you know, their old-school artist to them is Lil Wayne.
Right.
You know, he's been around for so long and this and that. You know, our old-school artist that we listened to was Kool G Rap, Rakim, KRS-One, you know, even Wu-Tang, Boot Camp
right.
Quick, all these guys. That and music that really had substance. So that's what we played off of with our music.
Yeah,
so, I mean, definitely it's nice, especially as young as you are, for you to kind of go back and see the OGs and be like, yo, you know, we need to put this substance in the music but make the raps relevant to today's terms.
Right.
So, I mean, that's definitely dope. So were you, I mean, honestly, were you happy with the album? I know it's your album, so that's kind of a trick question, but, I mean, did it come to kind of fruition the way you wanted it to do and sound? Because as an artist myself, I know sometimes I love my projects, but, you know, sometimes you're like, man, I could have caught it like here. But overall, you're happy?
Nah, I know exactly what you mean, and I think any artist can, you know, attest to that, you know. But I'm very happy with it, man, you know, especially I think this whole artistry and this whole music game is about progression, man, you know what I'm saying, pretty much anything in life. So I look at my last project, and I'm like, man, I came a long way. So I'm definitely happy with the project. We put a lot of work into it. And, you know what I'm saying, me and my pops, we banged it out. You know, as y'all know, he engineers all my projects. And shout out to 5150 Recorded Studios. They do the mastering on them. So we've been rocking like that since day one. So I'm very happy with the project. It turned out very great. And the feedback is lovely. I'm glad that we sat back and, you know, kind of took our time on it instead of rushing it when people wanted it or when we wanted it to be out. We just sat back and let God do the work, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So we can go to some more callers, because I have a feeling some of these people want some questions too. You know what I'm saying? We got a 215 letter in the code. 215, what's happening? You on Dot 4 Radio.
Center for the crown. And what you going to do different
out of the
check?
He's doing his thing, you feel me?
215, you on the radio. Live with E-Cub. What's happening?
Yo, what's going on?
Chilling, man. What's good? We just chilling, you know what I mean, with the homie E-Cuff. Who we speaking with?
Oh, man, it's the Doing Major Damage DMD, man, calling in. Shout out my man, Don Lansky, you know what I'm saying, to die for.
Yeah, DMD in the house. I just caught that video, man. I want to see the full version of that video at the beginning on that little promo thing, man. That video looked hard.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. We definitely got that shit together, man. It's one of the songs off of my new EP, No Competition, man, that I got called You Don't Want to Fuck With This, you know what I'm saying? It's actually produced by my homie DJ Gunro from Germany, that song, yeah.
Well, man, like, you know, you part of the fam. You know, I got the homie E-Cub in here who just dropped his album, you know what I'm saying? He part of the fam, so we're definitely going to get y'all hooked up. I'm going to, in just a little bit, I'm actually going to play that Bathroom Classes for them real quick so they get a feel of what DMD got. DMD been in the game since the 80s, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? We're definitely going to, you know, show them what we got to offer them as far as that goes. But, man, Happy New Year to you. Really appreciate you rocking with us. And, man, we're going to see you all around. I can't wait till you get out to Cali, man. We can get it in.
Oh, man, likewise, man. I definitely can't wait to get out there, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got to get out there for the West Coast Hip Hop Awards, you know what I'm saying, that my man Justify got going on, you know what I'm saying, so you might be seeing
me
real soon.
I will be out there. I will be out there representing, you know, Doc for the Breaking Bad project, so you know what I'm saying, we'll be up there chilling and getting it in together for sure.
Yeah, no doubt, man, no doubt. I'll be looking forward to it, fam.
I'm going to go into this My Box. You know what I'm saying, E-Cub, and then I'm going to follow it up after that with some Bathroom Passes. So, you know, stay on the line and rock out with us, D&D in the house, Die 4 Radio.
No doubt, fam, no doubt.
All right, man, 100, man. Appreciate you tuning in, GSD Cub.
Oh, no doubt, fam, no doubt. Likewise, man, do your sizzle, my nigga.
For sure.
Die 4 Radio, D&D in the house, E-Cub in the house. We can go to the album title song, My Box, and just drop it like these on these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? It's a new year, it's a new day, let's get this new pay, you know what I'm saying? One love, die for, here we go.
Check your phone. I got a message for y'all. Let me show y'all how to kick ball. Yo, everybody wanna know where I'm from, so let me kick it to you all over this bass and drums. Yo, I was born in B-more, then moved to C-A, then down to D-A, then up to P-A. Now, you can catch me on the 405 on the way to my own show. You should see me when I'm live. I'm on stage, I'm in the rage, going on the rampage, young renegade. Yo, when I rock the mic right, I'm in the limelight, I keep the crowd hyped. I'm in control, young MC, master of the ceremony, y'all know E-E.COV. That's my name and I'm in the place to be to change the game. Like, yo, change the game, kick it. Remember my name, yeah, and it don't stop. Hip hop, it don't stop. What up, Rock? Check it, hey yo. It's my box, I'm doing what I do. Word. Providing hip-hop for you to listen to. You got to get your crew to get this. Don't you wanna be like the very first witness? No. New school, mixed with the old school. On Pro Tools, it's so cool. Don't snooze, pass the blues. They say, I kinda rap like Nas and Rakim. If homie got a problem, we will surely rock him. But back to the topic, back with some logic. Back with some knowledge, like cats going to college. Ooh. Back to hip-hop, cause we won't stop as long as all the people banging from my box. My classic music, classic anthem. So put your hands up like you throwing a tantrum. We about to change music. The world is watching, and everybody know that my sound is popping. Like that. East Cub, you good? You banging my block. Break it down. You banging my block. Time for closure, and this here conversation. Time to blow up, cross the nation. Yo, I've been patiently waiting for suckers was hating, running back and forth and steady pacing. They just realized that I'm the realest guy. I was the new guy, keeping hip-hop alive. Yo, because I study Uddy, might need a study buddy, cause I'm trying to get some cutty. I'm just playing, I'm just diving. I stand tall, while you diving. Down in the ground, down in the dirt. Sucker MCs, careers just hurt. I gave y'all a chance, I knew you was gonna blow it. You bandwag dog, now everybody know it. I have no choice, I gotta be the man, I gotta be the voice, I gotta take a stand, man, and that's how we gonna end this. come on, come on, give them rock, block, yeah. Hey yo, Fresh. Hey yo, Pop. What happened to Peace, man? Peace.
DMD, Bathroom Passes, definitely a banger, one of my favorite songs right now. Before that was the E-Cub, the man of the hour, Mob Box, you know what I'm saying? We chilling in the studio, getting it in, doing what we do. So I'm going to have to ask the generic interview question, homie. Influence-wise,
all right.
Who was your biggest influence and why? And I don't need to, you know, I guess you could say one, because I know we talked before and you said Nas, right?
Yeah, Nas.
But, I mean, as a collection, because we, you know, like we was talking before, other artists, you know, that we grew up listening to. No matter what anybody says, you take a little piece of your favorite artist into your own
exactly.
music. So, the, you know, Nas, obviously, you could talk about that, but then, you know, a couple more
okay.
that really kind of molded your style because
okay.
you don't sound like Nas,
yeah.
so there's definitely some other influence.
Yeah, for sure. Nah, definitely Nas for sure. You know what I'm saying? He was able to give you the real through a storytelling type of vibe, a narrator. So, I just, his music kind of sank into my brain, you know, a little deep. And I really respect Nas's art, and I dig his style, you know what I'm saying? He's a laid-back, you know what I'm saying, smooth kind of cat, and that's how I...
Well, actually,
how,
so I can't, not to interrupt you, but you are like Nas in that sense as far as you're smooth, and when you hit your punchline,
for sure,
those are smooth, the way he kind of transitions everything.
Yeah.
So I don't want to say, you know,
yeah,
that, but you definitely have your own style.
Exactly, yeah, of course, yeah. So, and like you said, I got my own style, but it's like I take bits and pieces, you know what I'm saying? Another cat that I really loved listening to is LL Cool J, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. taking it back. And for the kind of the same reasons, he was a smooth cat. His style was crazy. Obviously, the ladies loved him. You know what I'm saying? He would rock the you know, the sweatsuits, the chains, the rings, and all that, like all the other, I guess you would say, hardcore rappers. But he was able to flip the script and kind of be, you know, more than just a gangster rapper. Like, he would be, you know, the smooth guy. I can dress fly. I wear the Kango. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, he hit you with, you know, some I'm bad or mama said knock you out, you know what I'm saying? He'll still rip your head off. So,
well, a lot of people didn't know that about LL, though, you know, back in the day, because a lot of the younger kids saw the newer songs he did, you
right.
know, kind of the singles and more towards the ladies and stuff. But LL's a ill MC.
Yeah,
and some of that stuff he did back in the day was bananas.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to lie, even that comeback he did after Second Round Knockout, when Cannabis dissed him and he came back with Jack the Reaper, or whatever.
Yeah, and he,
I think, you know, honestly, when I heard it, this is when people used to buy CDs, y'all.
Yeah.
I bought Onyx, Shut Him Down.
Ooh.
It was at Def Jam at the time. And Def Jam, when you used to buy CDs back then, used to put out these extra CDs called Survival of the Illest.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that was a single on there. But LL, I mean, Cannabis was one of the illest, you know, as far as battling.
Yeah.
But he came with it on that.
LL was able to shut him down, you know what I'm saying? And only a few people can do that, man. But definitely, you know, and just real quick, you know what I'm saying, of course the God MC, you know what I'm saying, of course Ra, you know what I'm saying, Rakim, you know what I'm saying, KRS-One, Jay-Z, Jadakiss, you know what I'm saying. It's a lot of Mos Def, it's a lot of cats that influenced me, man. So, you know what I'm saying, shout out to the OGs and the gang that paid the way for your boy, man. Appreciate that.
Absolutely, and all of my new listeners. You know what I'm saying? Dot4 Radio, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 Pacific time. All those artists he named, except Jay-Z, are going to be on Dot4 Radio within the next month. So be sure to tune in and keep, you know what I'm saying? We're going to keep E-Cub in rotation, so you keep in rotation. You know what I mean? Maybe meet some people and talk to some people that you've been wanting to for a while. So I'm definitely going to get it in. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I'm going to go, you know, it's all about music. So I'm going to go into music. Well, why don't you tell me a little bit about the song Round Here?
Man, Round Here, you know what I'm saying? Shout out the Word Life crew, man. That's a little stable, you know what I'm saying? We put together me, myself, Fat Dom, Styles King, Rainmo, you know what I'm saying? Mouth, just a whole squad of just grinders, you know what I'm saying? And Tenfold, I ain't forget you, fool. But it's a lot of it's a squad full of grinders and all lyrics, you know what I'm saying, all lyrical spitters, man. So we did this one at the homie Rainmo studio, and it's called Round Here, and it's me featuring Fat Dom and Styles King, and we just on here doing what we do, you know what I'm saying. So I hope y'all like this joint, Round Here. Let's get it.
Absolutely. Round Here, E-Cub, Dot4 Radio, 2014. Let's do this shit.
Check it. With the Word Life crew.
My name is Baby.
What the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah.
Yo, it's the Word Life, beat murderers, I know you heard of us. Digging the game, taking your dame, the new school burglarus. Man, I was on the block chillin', puffin' on the Philly with my nigga D-Willy and a couple hoes of silly. Round here, these niggas around here will get their first ticket to jail trying to get a permanent tear, yo. But there ain't no crying on this block of mine, cause I spit dope, crack, cocaine lines to fuck with all you niggas' minds. I'm way iller, better than Reggie Miller. Got a deep range game, the Range Rover's yellow. But no canary is scary, blow pot like Harry up in culinary arts. Working on my book smart, yo. I got my tools ready to cook, reading a book. Niggas are shook, fuck a hook, these niggas shooting major look. Like Nasir Jones, the Nasir clone, the kid is on. I'm in my zone, the boss like Don Corleone. You niggas know around my way, niggas don't play. Niggas are afraid that AK and leave you right where you lay. That ain't right, but what's the nigga supposed to do when they get at this head? That shit ain't pointed at you, I know the truth, Jack. My nigga Dom told me to handle that. Big boom, bat raps all over tracks to kill off all you whack cats. So don't worry if you lose your spot, fucking up plot. So what's the word? I serve rhymes to block hot.
straight out the concrete jungle. Hearing them shots and sirens a lot, the same colors rumble. K's and Glocks, the blocks is hot, somehow I stay humble. Trying to get in the game and build up a buzz like Bumble. The Rock, I never fumble. In the world of street gang drug traffic, DUI car crashes, a gun flashes just to fill up a casket. Days and nights too tragic, the hood magician turning weeds to ashes. Thinking of ways that I can get this cabbage. Trying to live life lavish, around my way to youth is slayed on average. Promising lives by the hand of a savage. Just improving my talents to bring you musical classics. Usual days in the studio, working at it to have it. And when I see it, I'll snatch it. To live my dream is my destiny. Won't let no fame go to my head, or they won't get the best of me. Them evils be testing me, oh, but I got the recipe. Just keep faith and strive to be great, going hard to necessity. My heart's with the essence, B, I'll be honest, it's stressing me. Complexity of progressing in a place not too many see. Focus in the booth, the vocal dopeness, guess it runs in the crew. Round here, we just surviving, and you?
What we're like? I'm the new kid on the block, time ticking from the clock, time dishing from they socks, big time pitching rock. I was rhyming, kicking talk, they was lying, yeah they false, but they had to pay their rent, so I hope them niggas repent. Talking about killing folk, really broke, what that's all, never take a life, raise one, why don't you be a boss, why, take a vice, roll the dice, if you strike, shade off, stay humble and paid, so you don't have to slave job. My culture, gotta act like vultures, so much I done seen in the face, no scope. I ain't dealing the cards, so I learned to play poker. I've been around with people that's broken, not broken. Green, fat, and fake, I'm far away above that ogre. Up in the solar, with bunnies like Lola. Yeah. I stay up in my range and I'm grinding for the rover. I probably get pulled over cause my skin on Folgers. The wisdom in they mouth, like an ache up in they molars. I got heart, you might need an organ donor. And when the show in, I got something to show her. Cause even Quasimodo had a bad bitch in his photo. We're life.
Yo, this is the Doing Major Damage DMD. And you're listening to my man Die Lansky on Die 4 Radio.
Waffle Radio in the motherfucking house, you know what I'm saying? Getting it in with my man E-Cuff, you know what I'm saying? Philly in the house, we chilling in the studio, doing what we do, you know what I'm saying? Watching a little football, talking about music, talking about future, talking about a new year, you know what I mean? We're going to hit this call line some more, let these people chop it up. I got a 678 area code, 678-608. What's happening? You on Die 4 Radio?
Hey, E, this is Akai. I love you, big cousin. I'm so proud of you.
What up, Akai? How you doing?
I'm good.
What up, nephew? This is Uncle BJ.
What up, Unc? What's popping, man?
You, dog.
I just dropped an album, man, so I'm just over here doing a promoting run, man, hitting these radio stations up, man, trying to get some love on a new album.
It's going to happen, boy, because you persistent. It's going to happen.
Yep, I appreciate that, man. I hope y'all get a chance to hear it, too. I'm gonna send out the link. I've been sending it, but I'm going to shoot y'all a hard copy, too, so y'all can really get in tune with it.
Okay, sound great.
For yeah. Sure, man. I appreciate the love, Unc. I'm going to see y'all soon.
All right.
Definitely got the family in the house. That's the way it goes down. See, that's a beautiful thing, too, because, you know, you got people that listen to hip-hop and fans and whatnot and stuff like that. But then, you know, when your family has your back, too, that's just a good feeling. So,
that's
you know
the best feeling right there, man.
Absolutely. So we hit this call on some more. 323-251, you live on Dot4 Radio with E-Cub. What's happening?
Yo, what up? It's your boy LaGree from the West. You already know what it is.
What up, man? How's it going, bruh?
Shit, man, you know, just chilling with the family, you know, bringing in this new year, keeping it outstanding.
I feel that, man. That's the way to do it right now. Happy New Year's, by the way, man.
Yeah, keep it up. Keep my box, you already know.
Yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? We just dropped it, the new album, so right now we just pushing it, you know what I'm saying, trying to push the movement, so make sure you get everybody on it, man, for real. We need that support.
Yeah, Westside Store. I'm going to let everybody know.
All right, for sure, fam. Good looking out.
All right, family. Yep, yep. Y'all stay up.
Appreciate you rocking with Dot 4 Radio, my dude. We're going to get in some more tunes, definitely. So rock out with us on this new year.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Most definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. So on to some more of this music. I actually got a question. There's a, you know, the song The Scene in here. You know what I mean? And this definitely is not just your average song. So tell me a little bit about it, and it definitely gets into the, when the audience hears it right now, they're like, damn, that's a trip. So tell me a little about the song, because I got to play it.
Oh, man, The Scene is one of the special ones, man. Shout out my boy Demi Hughes and AZ, you know, Southside. He laid the track, man, and I told him to send me some fire, but I didn't know it was going to be that crazy. And it was just, as soon as I heard it, I already knew, oh, I'm getting in the story mode, you know what I'm saying? So I just got in my bag, and I was just kind of like figuring out how I could put together an interesting story for the viewers and the listeners to, you know what I'm saying, keep up with. And it worked out, man. I told my dad, I was like, we're going to just chill on this one, and let me just get in my story mode. So we set the vibe in the studio, man, and it's going to be something, you know, keep your ears open. You got to really pay attention to the story and the plot, you know what I'm saying? So I hope y'all like it, man, my box, The Scene.
Let's do it. Dot 4 Radio, we covering the house, The Scene, you know what I mean? One time for your motherfucking mind. Let's go.
Niggas is plotting on getting green, posted up on the corner with thoughts of money and trees. Yo, I believe the same way they scheming in these streets is the same way niggas be scheming on these beats. It's a full out grind, you gotta get it how you live it. Erase the clown niggas trying to knock you off your pivot, it's real. Your main homie probably was squeal if you niggas both got caught and he was off of the deal. Yo, check, man, I'm just painting a picture and pitching the facts. Everybody calling me the Picasso of rap. And yo, I'ma just shit on these tracks, and I'ma make sure that I lead tracks to catch a trace and backtrack, cause I'm the illest at this rap shit. Fuck doing trap shit, bitches get ratchet, niggas grab ratchets, faker than plastic, stretch you elastic, change it so drastic, scene is dramatic, niggas don't die, they multiply like mathematics. Ayo, G, this how the shit always been, that's why I ain't got too many hoes or too many friends. And dog, I recommend that you keep to yourself, kid. You could fuck around and end up catching a hobbit, and that'll leave you looking at the back of your eyelids, like forever you'll be dead, your body is rotten. So check it out, it's like the school of hard knocks. If you not ready to box, then your ass get rocked. This is real. Yeah. Check. Rodney. Yo, everybody meet Rodney. Rodney catching bodies. He be on the block carrying long shotties. I'm saying, man, this kid is only 16. Body number 16 while I'm spitting 16. Of the scene, of the life that he's living, of the life that he grew up thinking that he was given. He ain't had no pops, and he ain't had no moms. He wasn't a cheerleader, but he had pom-poms, so he would smoke and chill with the niggas in his crew. He really don't trust nobody except for Drew. See, Drew, see, he was new to the crew, and he had only been there for about a year or two. But only if you knew the shit that him and Rodney went through. He had got caught up before, but he said, Rodney, who? You see, he ain't no bitch. See, he ain't no snitch, and he definitely not finna end up in nobody's ditch. But check, see, it was one hot summer. Rodney pulled up in a dubbed out Hummer. Drew's face got all crazy, like what a bummer. He walked up to Rodney like, yo, boy, I wonder.
Yo, Rodney, man, why we ain't riding like that? How come we move the same weight, but yours be looking so fat? How come it seem like you the one that's making the raps? As a matter of fact, when the last time you brushed your gap? I thought so. So Rod, you tryna play me right? I thought you was my man. I thought we was gonna stay tight. See, I ain't really been saying nothing, cause I'm thinking like, damn, I know my mans ain't frontin'. But when you spending all this money and I'm doing all the work, this shit ain't really adding up. Somebody gotta get murked, somebody gotta get hurt, somebody gotta get worked, then buried all in the dirt. You know I do it with a smirk. So stop playing, Rod, show me the money, or shit ain't gonna be funny. You know how it ends, money.
Rod said,
fuck that. Who the fuck you talking to? You forgot I'm the same nigga that brought you in the group. You forgot I'm the same nigga that provided you food, and now you wanna sit in my face and act like a fool.
He pulled a tool and put it on Drew's head, looked him in the eyes and
said, nigga, you should be dead. All the times I done been here and saved your life, after today you gon' wish that you had a thought twice. As a matter of fact,
been a minute since I bust my gap, but I've been waiting for a nigga to act like that.
Woo! Waffle Radio on the motherfucking house. E-Cub, you know what I mean? That was the scene. Definitely feeling that track, feeling the beat, feeling everything, feeling the content, feeling the lyrics. Definitely wrecked it on that, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to the call lines again, you know what I mean? 310-951. What's happening? You on Doppel Radio with E-Cub.
Man, what's happening, man? Shout out my little homie. This is GH, man.
What up, though? What up, GH,
what
man?
Up? Man, what's happening, man? Calling in to shout out to homie, man. Showing some love, man. My box is cracking, man. Y'all was playing my jam, too, that scene. Niggas
yeah.
over here bobbing, man. I love that, dude. What's popping with you?
Yeah, I appreciate the love, big homie. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down in Inglewood, man. Y'all make sure y'all check out my boy GH, too. He coming out with something real soon, you know what I'm saying? He part of the squad, too, you know what I'm saying? So it's all love. And he going to be dropping some fire, man, especially for them clubs. So y'all get ready to rock out to that new. But I appreciate the love, though, big fam.
Hey, yeah, man, money or nothing. It's all about you right now. Go ahead and finish your shit, man. My box is cracking, bro. Get out of here.
What's going on with your homie?
Shout out to Radio, too, man. Yeah, what's up with you,
yeah,
man? Y'all just about to say shout out to you, too, man. What it do?
Man, you know, we just up here getting it in, man, like we always do. But, you know, I appreciate the support immensely, my dude.
Hey, hell yeah, man. I'm out here pushing it, man. Out here promoting it, man. Y'all keep it going. It's live right now, dog.
Definitely, definitely. And when you get, you know, you got to give me some of those tracks, man, so I can get them in rotation.
Man, I got you, man. They're working. They know I'm working. I'm trying to get all this shit together so this momentum can get back cracking so I can catch up with my boy right there, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. That's what's up. Well, give yourself a shout-out real quick, man, and tell these people who you are and where to find your music.
Yeah, man, this GH, get it, money or nothing, you know what I'm saying? You can find my music on hotnewhiphop.com, youtube.com, soundcloud.com, type in GH, get it, you feel me? Support the few singles that's on there, the project is coming, hopefully we can drop it this January, you know what I'm saying? And money or nothing, you feel me? Oh, and look out for that new single featuring E-Cub, ONG, On It Grown, this shit is going to be a banger, and we're going to do it just like that, man.
That's what's up, man. We'll definitely rock out with us. We're going to get into some more tunes, you know what I mean? We're going to get into a little more interview with him. And again, we just appreciate the support, man, and I hope to be hearing from you. Like I said, give me them tracks.
For sure. I'm going to holler at y'all, man. My box, he cuffed. He's going, bro.
Yep, that's what's up. Inglewood in the house, you know what I mean? Definitely do it big. We got a 267 number, 267-426. What's happening? You're on Dot4 Radio.
Hello?
What's up? You live on the air with E-Cub, Dot4 Radio. What's happening?
What's up, family? This is Jamal from Philly.
What up, Maul? What's popping with you, fam?
Yo, you know, I'm listening to that work you got out here. Sound good.
Hey, I appreciate that, man. You already know I've been waiting to hear y'all responses, man, because I, you know, I respect that East like that.
Yeah. You know, we out here doing it. We got our little thing popping, too, but... You know, it's always good to hear some different music, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. You already know my pops been putting me up on it, man, so we definitely got to link up, man. I've been waiting to link up on something.
Yeah, that's for sure. I wish I been wanting to fly my man out there before y'all can work with something, you know what I mean, put some masterpiece together. But, you know, time will take that. We'll get there.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm definitely looking forward to that, though. Like you said, whenever we could do it, I'm ready, man. I'm already down. I'm already letting you know that 100.
Right. I'm just letting you know I'm out here, and I'm going to be listening to the rest of the show tonight. But big shout-outs to you, man. And we'll just keep working. Just keep working.
All right. I appreciate the love, fam.
Get
all
in
right.
The house.
You already know. Tell G, I said, what's up?
Yeah, that's what's up. We got DMD in the house, too, you know what I'm saying? So Philly definitely rocking out with us right now. We appreciate the support, homie.
Thank you, fam. I'm going to be listening all night.
Absolutely. That's what's up. Dot4 Radio from coast to coast. Really doing it big, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we up here chilling, you know, having a good time, going through some music, chilling with Cub. I mean, you know, it's a new year. Like I said, a new day. Let's get this new pay. You know what I'm saying? So I got to ask Cub, what's next?
Dude, what's next, man? To be honest, man, bringing it this year, we about to ride this My Box project all the way, you know what I'm saying? We about to do more shows,
about to release a bunch of visuals. We just really working, like we want to stay consistent with everything and just keep everybody on that movement. So videos, shows, and just more hard copy CDs and everything. We just gonna keep it rocking.
That's what's up. And you know, 2014 about to be crazy for a lot of people. And I'm not the type to sit here and be like New Year's resolutions or none of that shit. But look it, with this team we got over here, the team I'm part of, the coalition, everybody, it's about to be cracking for 2014. And people, you know, people are going to be like, okay, people say that every year. Okay, motherfucker. We'll see in 2015 when you still saying that, and we like, oh, it was New Year's? I didn't even notice. I'm paid. You know what I mean? Big shout out to DMD, definitely part of the coalition. Look out for his album coming in February. I believe it drops on his birthday, actually. Let me get back on the line so we can get that information correct. DMD, what was the date again on your album? You think you told me it was your birthday, right?
Yeah, it's dropping on iTunes on the 24th of February. No competition, you know what I'm saying? So you can go check that out. Dropping on iTunes 24th of February, no competition. Go cop that. It's going to be a banger for sure.
Yeah, this for sure. Y'all slipping if you don't even know who DMD is, first off. You know what I'm saying? He was rapping with your favorite producers when you was walking around in diapers, if he was even alive. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to DMD. Appreciate you still rocking with us, man. I'm going to get into some more of your music as well.
No doubt. That's what's up, fam. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't know, man. But we're going to definitely let them know. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them dudes was walking around still asking if they could go outside and get something to drink. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. No competition in the motherfucking house. Doing major damage. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into this retro flow real quick. You know what I mean? And that's the way it goes down, homie. Retro flow. E-Cub. Let's do it. Yo.
Yo. What's the word? Word. Check. Yo, it's the mellow flow. Yo, this the type of shit you sit back, nod your head to, and puff the Rello smoke. I got some shit up on my mind, so I just kick it through these rhymes. Not enough time to rewind the grind, keep shit in line. Sticky situations lead to allegations that spread throughout the nation. Now they trying to knock the dreams we chasing. Keep pacing, don't let it knock you off track, cause the fact that you spitting raps is enough for them to attack. Word up, we young and black, but we ain't talking smack. We the leaders of the new school, and hoods on our back. Be careful though, how you rock them hoods, because the white men in the hood be thinking that you up to no good. So what's to stop me from being the next Trayvon, the victim to society? Crimes without apology, they lying be trying to lock us down, but what's the irony? We've been in shackles for years, but I guess it's at a less degree. So I'ma give them something that they never seen. I'm off the Richter, I'ma just crop them right out the picture. You catch my drift, you on my wrath. So do the math, it's E-Cub, you duh, kicking that ass, still of the draft. I'm the one, son, I'm Papa Duke, give me the loot. Hands up in the air now, guns down, and we won't shoot. Balls out the gun barrel, a young reckless boy in the booth. Drink from the fountain of youth, rap Captain Jack Sparrow. And it don't stop. And we won't quit. Hip hop.
I was raised to the sound of the 70s, earth, wind, and fire sounded so heavenly. Ohio players and Curtis Mayfield, Aretha Franklin's picture on a playbill, Al Green in a tight suit, all white, Minnie Ripper saying high notes all night. Moms even had a box full of 45s, put the needle down, yeah, that sounds sort of live. Sound like the kind of groove I could rap over. Got drunk off the beat, then I was back sober. Bring that part back, yeah, I'ma murder that. Donnie Hat on a track with Roberta Flack.
High record in the what?
In the bag.
In the bag.
Sneak them out, but she noticed that they gone.
Gotta think.
I don't know.
Should I rap off my mom's favorite song?
Better hope I don't scratch it, or that's it. I'ma get my ass kicked, that's a classic. Can't explain that, I was just borrowing it. Mom's on a rampage looking for a parliament.
and Donnie Hathaway, feeling like a castaway, hiding in grandmom's room more than half the day. If I tell her that a parliament at Brian crib and nobody home now, I'ma be a crying kid. But it's seeming like I'm safe for the time being. My uncle getting all the blame for what I'm seeing. I just gotta lay low like a snake belly. It's a sticky situation like gray jelly. I'm on the Titanic or some other boat. Got my mother and a brother at each other's throats.
Marvin!
What?
Why you bothering my record?
I ain't touched the record.
I know you was in my record.
I ain't nothing with your record.
I know,
you better hold mommy, never find out. Cause if she does, then that's your ass. You know damn well, if you touch one and you get caught, that'll be your last.
My dream's never too far.
Bye, y'all.
My dream.
And the year is.
The final act. Brian's at the door with a black and red knapsack. Came to bring the vinyl back. I put it back before anybody notices. He said, close call. I said, yeah, I noticed this. But I got away with it like the perfect crime. And made the fresh tape. Man, it was worth the time. And aggravation and stress almost made a mess. She'd have found out it's me, she would have laid the rest. But I'm over like a fat rat. That was smart, it's a good thing you hit him in that backpack. It feels so good to get that out the way. Now I'm out the door, back out to play. I'm about to say, these are the good times like Chic. And then I hear my mom shriek.
Duval, get back in here. How did my record get scratched? I know you did it. Go get my belt.
Come on, Ma.
That's it. Get my belt, now.
Come on, Ma.
You already know, man. In the motherfucking house, Die For Radio, getting it in. You know what I'm saying? That's just the craziest right there. Obviously, we had the E-Cub, then we had that Master Ace. I had to throw that, cause this kind of hip-hop feel that we have, you know what I'm saying, and just kind of the whole record thing. I'm feeling that track. But either way, we got the man of the hour, E-Cub, in the house. You know what I mean? We definitely chopped it up with him. So I'll have to say, is this another kind of, question that, you can't use Nas or any of them, okay?
Okay, all
right. Right now, though, if you, let's say, could work with anybody that aren't on your list of your influences.
Okay.
Like right now, you could call their agent or call their publicist and be like, yo, I want to track with you. Who would it be right now?
Ooh, that's a cut. Ah, man, that's a great question. Who would I want to rock out with right now? I'd have to say right now I would definitely love to do a track with Ab Soul, man.
Okay.
Ab Soul, shout out Top Dog Entertainment, man, TDE, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, Top Dog, that whole camp. But Ab Soul, I really dig his style, man. So right now I would love to rock out with Ab Soul, Joey Badass, shout out Joey Badass,
okay.
Brooklyn,
Pro
New
Era
York, Pro Era, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace, Steve.
Ooh,
and
these was nasty.
Capital, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, definitely that you know, Absol, Joey Badass, Big Crit, you know what I'm saying? Cats like that, man. J. Cole, shout out J. Cole. So I think those cats is definitely that's my lane of folks right there, and they spitters, man.
You know, the J. Cole, that's actually a cool one. I'm not a huge J. Cole fan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But he can't rap. See,
yeah.
See, that's, I'm kind of on the fence with J. Cole because sometimes I don't like the songs he does, but he's still rapping tight. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And
it'd be like that sometimes.
I mean, but again, one thing I don't do is I don't hate on anybody's hustle. I mean, because they out there working, and who am I to say, you know, their music's bad? Because it's like, you know, to me, they out there hustling. They out there putting themselves on the line. You
yeah,
know what
exactly.
I mean? So definitely. Now, as far as then, you get those features, okay?
Right.
You do that.
Right.
You start blowing up a little bit.
Right.
What's the venue? Where would you want to perform that you'd be like, yo, I'm here and I made it?
Madison Square Garden.
Okay. There you go.
Straight up.
Personally, myself, I would say the Staples Center because the Staples Center has had some, you know, I actually was thinking about the other day, for those that listen outside of Cali, they just reopened the Forum. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The Great Western Forum.
It's red.
I would love to do a show in the new Great Western Forum.
Yeah, that'd be
hot. Where the Lakes used to play.
Yeah,
you know
nah,
what I mean?
You know what? I would definitely, don't get it twisted, I definitely would love to do a show at Staples, and I wouldn't be mad if that was my first big one. But
yeah.
It's just Madison Square, you know, that's the, you know, that's just hip hop, man. No offense to the West, but that's the Mecca.
No, I feel you.
That's the Mecca.
No, I feel you.
And it's like everybody know that, so you know I don't want to hear none of that. You know what I'm saying? But
would you still get Spike Lee stage side seats?
You daggone right. Spike Lee get on the stage with me. Like,
can you invite Reggie Miller to sit right next to him?
Heck yeah. Dude, Reggie could get on the stage with me. Of course, I. Like, we get a
big shout out to Reggie and Cheryl Miller, man. They Riverside peeps. I'm from Riverside. We all went to the same high school. Obviously, they're a little older than me, so I can't talk like I know this motherfucker.
Yeah.
But big shout out. Riverside in the house. I'm rather than Riverside no matter what.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, we're definitely, you know, we sitting here. We definitely going through this mob box. You know what I'm saying? We got a couple callers in, but you know, we're gonna go ahead and go to some more music. Like, you know, I'm trying to think what, man, because it's all fire. So I'm trying to really, you know what I mean, get into something like, what am I feeling right now? Still doing my thing.
Probably throwing the lights.
The lights?
Yeah.
Okay. We can do that. When we rocking here on Doubtful Radio, there's so many songs to go through that it's like, man, what, you know, what do we want to do? It's like, you know, might as well buy myself a jukebox and just push play on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? We're going to go into this E-Cuff, you know, the life off of my box. Let me go back to some of these callers. And we just rocking out Doubtful Radio 2014. Let's do this.
Hey, yo, the life. Check. Yo, it's a war going on outside. Don't be surprised. Open your eyes. They trying to block us with the skies. Who am I? I be your savior, the rap player. From the Himalayas, like Bumi Rong, the host slayer. I spit facts when I'm on these raps. I'm like the Gotti MC when I'm on these tracks. Yo, the guys spit clever. Women, weed, and weather. Chillin' up in California where nobody does it better. Yo, what's the word? I'm with the herd. Up on the curb. Battling whack MCs. Your ass has got served. You got some nerve. Swerve on my block, tryna pitch off your rock. Now that ass is gon' get clocked, check. Here come the cops, shooting the blocks like black ops. Grab your oo-wop, get ready to boogie like the doo-wop. Shots is ringing, women and children steady screaming. Niggas be scheming, it's hot outside, the sun's beaming. You know the life that we live, yeah, we be struggling and stifling. Suffocating, man, this is deciphering. With all that said, let's get to this bread. I got a side shorty and she always giving me a word life. Yo, I'ma let you fill in that blank. I'm off the dank. Plus I had to drink a couple of drinks. Yo, what you think? Am I ill enough to rap, dog? Am I real enough to be the illest on the map, dog? Yeah, I thought so. I know you be feeling the flow, but if not, I know your girlfriend wanting some more. But check it, I'ma call Rainbow to get the dough, to get these hoes. Put them on the corner to make the dough. Man, you know, like pimps, bro. We gotta proceed to give the people what they need. We the last of a dying breed. The time that we spend in the booth spitting lyrical truth is proof. This shit here is not a spoof. The proof be gone. We don't wanna hear your songs in the club. They whack. Your ass ain't really on. What's the word? Hey, man, all y'all niggas really trash out there right now. Check, check. Hey yo, bring me right back in. Hand me that black pen so I can get funky on the mic like Jackson. I paint the perfect picture. It's like camera action. The gangsters on the block with the bangers, man, they packing. You better not speak up. You better not fuss because these niggas is really gangsters. They will let off and bust like it's a porn star up on her knees. Give her the deed and I collect my cheese. I give you what you want and what you need. Then I proceed to light the tree. Man, I don't waste no paper. I just smoke and blow it through the breeze. Yeah, I mean, yo, and I ain't talking Chinaman. I'm getting vagina, man, while drinking up a Heineken. And nonetheless, I will confess that I am the best of rest. They try to contest, they pest. I slay them to death with legal bars and rhymes throughout my mind. Lyrical assassin, nouns and verbs throughout my nine. All the time, baby. Yeah. My block. Yo, give it up for hip-hop, banging out my...
Here it goes a little something like big. everything to you. I'm going to be your father. I'm going to be your friend. I'm going to be your lover. But you got to believe in me. You got to believe that everything I tell you to do is for the best. For both of us.
Complete if it don't include DMD, the multi-purpose headed to the top, not Jim C. Styles you can't ignore, that shit ignite, that's what it hit for. We ain't never worried about running out of weed to put the nicks, we just get more. I'm about to launch you to another level and drop your ass from outer space and watch you burn into a fucking pebble. And you can't ride with DMD, I'm staying Busta Free, cause your style get caught up by the feds, nigga, constantly. Niggas in the dirt from putting in work. I'm starting to hurt most niggas, but they bitches flirt. I'm quick to put in work and set you as a target search with multiple rhymes that spread like Amber Alert. And fuck my strap, nigga, my name make niggas disperse. I'll cut your throat and leave that blood there to quench your thirst. I got to pull on sticky green every day and night. That Cali life got me hyped when that dick ignites. And I can scrap, nigga, I'm Harbor Park trained to fight. I got a right when it connect, nigga, put out your light. And if you hustle on the streets, then keep your homies tight. And if you never gangbang, then you ain't live no life. You ain't live no life.
Tuned into Die For Radio with Dyer Lansky for dope music and no pineapple juice. B 646-200-4945. Press 1 to speak or hold your peace. Drodians.
Die For Radio in the house. You know what I'm saying? Definitely rocking out. E-Cub in the house. You know what I mean? We're just having a good time over here. So, you know, we dropped that new D&D. He definitely still rock. Philly in the house. Philly's rocking with us right now, y'all. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, but it's a new year, a new day, like I keep on saying. So saying that,
You know what I mean? When did the shows come? You starting to line up some shows out here? What's happening with that?
Yeah, man, we definitely starting to line up some shows, man. So y'all be out on the lookout for them E-Cup tickets, man. We finna, like, to get back on the stage real heavy like we used to do, man. So be on the lookout for those. You already know we're going to be hitting up Hollywood. We're going to be hitting up those clubs. We're going to try to do some valley venues, man. Like, we pretty much open and just rock out anywhere, man, and on a consistent basis. So y'all make sure y'all look out for the E-Cup shows, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And it's a great area. You know, a lot of people that are not familiar with Los Angeles, there's actually a lot of stuff that happens in the valley. In fact, most things in L.A. happen in the valley, you know, besides Hollywood. And, you know, you go down towards downtown, obviously some shit cracks. But, man, there's a lot of local music in the valley. You know what I'm saying? People need to pay attention to. A lot of people don't know, but Alcoholics, they actually from the valley. You know what I'm saying? J-Roy's from Pacoima, I want to say. And, you know, a lot of people out here that got talent. And one of them is the man of the hour, or the man of the 2 hours, should we say. You know what I'm saying? E-Cove in the house. But, yeah, we definitely rocking out. So then, you know, with this hip-hop game, it's a trip because you have all these people. Like, I just did that Die For Drop with Killer Ron, who's out here in L.A. too. And he said, you know, with no pineapple juice, or he's from Shut Him Down Radio. And he said, you know, no kiwi juice. And we talk about, you know, hip-hop. So, you know, as far as that goes, how do you feel about this balance? I mean, obviously you into hip-hop and you into, you know, like you said, for my box, you went back and did the research and, you know, listened to old artists. Do you think this is a proper balance, or do you think some of this garbage just needs to go away? Because, again, I don't hate on somebody's hustle.
Right.
So you know what I'm saying? I don't hate on nobody's hustle, but there's some awful music out there.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And they get and with the digital era we live in, you know, they can go through themselves for distribution.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They can design their own flyers and their own album covers and this and that. So you think it's a necessary evil, or you think that shit just needs to disappear?
Oh, man, that's a great question, man. Shout out Lancey for the great questions, though. Nah, but honestly, man, I think it's – I would say it's a necessary evil, man, because obviously, like you said, you know, it's going to be people out here grinding, and now that they have the access to do whatever they want to do, basically, I mean – you got to respect it in a way, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, this is how we're getting our music out, too, at the same time. Like, the people that's, you know, representing that hip-hop and, you know, lyricists and everything like that, like, we still getting our music out the same way as everybody else. So if I was to sit here and say, you know, oh, we shouldn't allow them to do their thing like that, then I'd basically be, you know, stopping my own shine and my own progression, you know what I'm saying? So, I definitely think it's needed, but as far as the music side, but we all know it ain't all about music, but the actual music, yeah, is pretty crappy right now, man. Actual music is definitely whack straight up, but it's definitely some guys still out there spitting, but overall the music scene is not that popping right now, because, like, I was just talking to my dad the other day, and I was just saying, like, hip-hop now is underground, and, you know, rap music is mainstream, like, where before mainstream was hip-hop. Like, that was everybody that was mainstream making money was doing hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? So it's definitely changing, but the music could definitely get a little better, but that's what we're here for, man. How about?
Yeah, absolutely, and it is a double-edged sword because it's crazy. I bring up PMD again. Paris Smith was on the show, and he brought it to my attention to where I didn't think about it before, and he's like, there has to be balance. You know what I'm saying? If everybody sound like, because a lot of with this, you know, I won't say it's whack, but just some of this music that doesn't have substance, it sounds the same. So there's no way to kind of put, like, who's different because everybody sounds the same. And even though back then it was all hip-hop, everybody had their own individual sound. Everybody sound different. The Wu-Tang sounded different than Boot Camp. You know, I mean, and you couldn't come whack. You couldn't come with something weird. And, yeah, you couldn't, I mean, for real, you couldn't, you know what I'm saying, you couldn't sound like anybody else. But it is also, like he said, a necessary evil and the balance because then it sets apart what we do. And what's good and what's bad. And, again, it's not. I'm not talking about people's hustle.
Right.
Trust me. You know, my biggest pet peeve, I don't mean to get on a rant right here, but my biggest pet peeve is hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? With hip-hop right now, my biggest pet peeve is people having their own home studios and doing music, but don't give a shit how it sounds. They record it, they bounce it, they throw it on SoundCloud, and it's like, yo, homie, like, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? They bought the cheap motherfucking inbox that their Isotope plugins expired after 30 days and they didn't renew them. You know what I'm saying? And they just throwing that shit out. And it's like, look, the digital era, we can use to our advantage. You know what I'm saying? And when you're not using it to your advantage, you're killing yourself. And even though you got the hustle to, you know, give away 5,000 mixtapes and pay for YouTube views and all that shit, your music sounds awful, homie. You know what I'm saying? Your music sounds awful. You know what I'm saying? They make a thing called a compressor. It helps with vocals. You know what I'm saying? It helps with vocals, y'all. And the people are even stupider because they're like, well, I just don't know how to mix. Really? Do you know how to use YouTube? Because there's a million people on YouTube that have tutorials on how to mix vocals. You ain't going to get it right the first motherfucking time, but at least the third, fourth time, your music going to sound better. You know, I don't need everybody to sound like Chief Keef. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Mike, shout out to you, Keef, though, man. It's that shot right up there in Chicago, you holding it down.
Yeah,
shout out to Chief Keef, man.
Look, they hustle, they do their thing, man, but as an engineer, I would be like, throwing shit at him or something, I'd be like, man, I can't understand you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely think as an engineer, you definitely, you'd have fun maybe because you'd have a lot to try to, you know, clean up, you know what I'm saying? But it's all love, man, you know what I'm saying? But that's needed. That's what's needed to be said, you know what I'm saying? Especially right now, we need more cats speaking out like that, man. And that's the only way that people going to understand what this is all about.
That's why we here on Dotful Radio, you know what I'm saying? Because we Dotful this hip-hop shit. This is what we do. And since E-Cub lives the life and he's about to be a star, we're going to do it like this. Star Live E-Cub. Mop box, motherfuckers. Record your music right, bitches.
Hey, shout out to man.
I'm just trying to live the star life, yeah. The glitz and the glamour. Got the big homies beside me with them clips and them hammers. Might have made your girl look like a star, but that's only on them cameras. But when I seen her ass in person, she was dirty like Diana. Now I'm chilling in the back of a seat of a Bentley, two-tone black and white and white. But you know I'm not alone, got two girls with me, one black, one white, one white. And I break it down, your whole crew know that I'm wavy now. Killing these shows, stacking my dough. Yo, main bitch wanna lay me down. That's why I get it all day, day. Niggas wanna just hate. Talk shit behind my back, didn't wanna be in my face. But I'm supposed to be the brand new nigga. Now y'all niggas mad at me. Well, guess what, I don't give a fuck. I'm about to still go buy my CD. That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. I'm just trying to get addicted to the. That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. Hey, I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. Hey.
Star life, this is our life, star life, star life. Tryna take our life, we do it all night, we do it all night, we do it all night. Know how ours is, what is y'all's like? Yeah, y'all got it, we going hard body, fucking narcotics, and it's all kind of life, and it's all kind of life. West LA to the dad die, the dad die, the dad die. If you rep the city, you better be fly, better be fly, better be fly. I've known E-Cub since grade 5, get dressed in high. Both little niggas, ours was against it, so we had to get it. Fuck having an image, I'm making a living, and this rap shit is rapid. You see me bringing it in, being prepared for this since the age of 10. What it takes to win, I'm who they depend. Don't stand with friends, I need cakes and liquor. If I ever needed it, they would do it. So fucking my niggas, just take it to the ends. I won't say it again. Be that 10% out of that 100. Boy, I grind hard, I run more. Try to shine harder at like 24. And right now, I think I'm doing alright. Ain't slept for like 4 or 5 nights. Introducing y'all to the starlight.
That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22 inch rims. Now they calling me the Diddy boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. Hey,
I'm just trying to get addicted to the. That's why I'm riding around in your city. Coupe looking real pretty, sitting on 22-inch rims. Now they calling me Sir Diddy, boy. I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. Hey, I'm just trying to get addicted to the star life. Hey.
Radio in the house with E-Tub, you know what I'm saying? Connecticut in the house, Gabe Rodriguez over there rolling, hey, and he even said it, engineers, get your shit right. Just because you record music doesn't mean you're an engineer, motherfucker, so, you know what I'm saying? Get it right. Big shout-out to Gabe.
Shout-out to your boy E-Tub, man. Shout-out to Gabe. I see you, homie. You're going to rock soon, man. What up, though?
That's what's up. We hit these call lines again. I've been kind of leaving people on hold for a little bit. I don't even mean to do that, y'all, but we chilling. 336-333-GOFFLE-RADIO. You live right now with E-Cub. What's happening with you?
Hey, am I on the radio?
You're live on the radio. What's up?
What up, though?
Hey, what's up, Cub? You know what this is, right? You know what this is, right?
Who is Jaleel?
Nah, it's Jeremy, Johnny Boy.
Oh, what up, boy?
What's up, man? I told y'all I was going to call in. They had me on hold for a while.
I ain't know what you was on, man. What's good? You heard the new project or what?
Yeah, I feel you. What was your favorite part about making it, like?
What's my favorite part about making it?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I would say probably just the recording, the session itself, man. You know what I'm saying? Actually turning them lights on in the studio and hearing that beat and, you know, my pops pressing that record button, man, because I get in my zone. So I just love creating every single song, man.
I feel you. Hey, it's a good project, man. I'm over here rocking to it right now.
For sure. You got a favorite? You got any favorite joints on there or what?
Ooh, that's hard to pick. That Starlight. That Starlight is a banger right there.
Give me three, low.
You said what?
Give me your top three. I know it's... Hey, it's hard to pick for me, too, but give me three.
All right, let me see. I got Starlight number one, of course.
Okay, of course, Starlight.
Shout out. Shout out to that. I got, let me see. I don't know, man. Retro Flow got to be one.
Okay.
And Stay got to be one. You know, you shouted out my boy TJ, so, you know, that's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Much love to TJ holding it down, man.
That's what's up.
We on PS4 right now.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Where you calling in from?
Calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina.
That's what's up. It's E in the motherfucking house. That's what's up. Well, we appreciate you rocking with us, man. We definitely going to get into
it.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely rock out. We appreciate you calling in. I know you're on the East Coast time. It's a new year. So, yeah, just rock out with us, man. So we still got to, you know. We still got about 30, 40 minutes we can rock out.
Yes, sir. I appreciate the call, man. I mean, I appreciate getting in. Hey, Cub, keep me in the scene, man.
I'm going to holler at you, boy. Good looking out, man.
All right, man. I got you.
All right. That's what's up. Ify in the house. Philly in the house. Cali in the house. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta in the house. You know what I'm saying? So we definitely getting it in. We got another local caller, 323-608. What's happening? You on Doc already with E. Cub. What's good?
What's good, E?
What's poppin'?
Can you hear me? This Big Dre, man. This Big Dre. I ain't got a chance to go cop the thing yet, man. I've been hearing all about it. It's been all the rage. I'm just now touching back down, but that's the next thing on my agenda. I just still want to call, give you some support, wish you love, youngster.
For sure, fam.
You keep doing your thing, man. I've been watching you. I've been keeping you in my prayers, man. I've been watching you on the Facebook. I'm glad to see you doing your thing. I remember when you was born, boy. Do your thing.
I appreciate that for real, man. You know, I'm just out here grinding, trying to make it happen. But make sure you get that album, though, man. I want you to hear it. You know what I'm saying? I know you got
it. It will be. It will be downloaded tonight, man. I just touched back down. I've been under the weather. I see the 31st it dropped. I will be downloading it tonight, checking it out, man.
Hey, that's love, fam. Hey, hit me up and let me know how you feeling it.
I am, no doubt. I heard the last pieces I've been listening to is off the chain, so I already know where this is going to be at. So I'm finna cross my legs and pour me a drink, man, and see what it do. I'll be hitting you later on to see what it do.
For sure, fam. All right, well, hit me up, man. One love, man.
Love, Ed.
Definitely. Appreciate you rocking with Dot 4 Radio, man. Stay tuned. We're definitely going to get into some more tunes, you know what I mean? That's what's up. So, you know, E-Cub getting the love. He the man of the segment. He the man of the 2 hours. He the man of the year, considering it's the first one. You know what I'm saying? So we real quick going to get into this Fly Boys. Tell me a little about this track, homie.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? Fly Boys is a major record, man. It's featuring my boy Reign Riches, you know what I'm saying, from Pusha Inc. Shout out that whole movement, YG, you know what I'm saying, Ty Dolla Sign, TC, all of them boys, man. But my boy, me and Reign been rocking since middle school, man, John Brooks Middle School. So we had to link up and do one. So, yeah, this joint called Fly Boys is for the clubs, you know what I'm saying? So what up, though?
Fly Boys, Doppel Radio, E-Cub, all this shit's exclusive. First time heard, first time on the radio, first time blowing your mind, but won't be the last. Doppel Radio, let's roll.
E-Cub, feel baby. Boo. Yo, man, we getting money in. Push it in.
Boo.
Flawless CNC.
Flawless.
Yo, fly. Flashy young niggas.
We getting money,
yeah.
The niggas tell us,
what?
Young niggas,
hey.
Ain't shit you could tell us,
yeah.
When we hit the club, we fly as propellers,
yeah.
When we hit the club, we fly as propellers,
yeah. Fly, 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 fly.
We fly as propellers,
yeah. Fly, 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 fly.
We fly as propellers,
yeah. Fly, fly, fly,
we fly as propellers, young niggas.
That fly boy, young Covey. Act like you know me. Hard in the paint, Dick Kimbe. You on the bench, gets no play. Number 22, that my little bro. He be serving up, nigga, you ain't know. We ballin' boys, we ballin' boys. Runnin' shit, shot callin' boys. Yo, Reign Riches, what it do, man? Push your ink slash, BDB gang. I'm finna go, cop me a chain. Flawless in the thing, we in the game. Yo, let me talk for a minute. Let me go and show you niggas how to really get it on my trap shit. Black magic, magic, it's a tragic. I'ma come to smash it, huh?
We getting money,
yeah.
The niggas tellin',
what?
Young niggas, ain't shit you can tell us,
yeah.
When we hit the club, we fly as propellers,
yeah.
When we hit the club, we fly as propellers,
okay.
Fly, 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 fly.
We fly as propellers,
ra, 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 ra.
We fly as propellers,
ra, 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 ra.
We fly as propellers, young niggas,
ooh.
Ain't shit you can tell us,
Young nigga, ain't shit you could tell me. I was getting money, nigga, I was dope selling. Now I'm making rap money and my show selling. Watching chain icy, both of them yellow, look at me now, Boosie fade, wipe me down. All these hoes wanna guide me now, wanna wipe me down, cause they like me now. Push your ink, you niggas sing. My drink is pink, go rolly link, might make you blind. Do not blink, flow hotter than a mink, let's go.
We getting money,
yeah.
The niggas tellin',
what?
Young niggas, ain't shit you could tell us,
yeah.
When we hit the club, we fly as propellers,
yeah.
When we hit the club, we fly as propellers,
okay.
Fly, 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 fly.
We fly as propellers,
rah, 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 rah.
We fly as propellers,
rah, 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 rah.
We fly as propellers, young niggas, ain't shit you could tell us.
My manuscript, monumental. Dirty hair, be on the hip, out of state in the rental. Running the streets like a press of the kennel. Surrounded by sergeants, lieutenants, and I'm the general. Salute and move wisely. Serenading for the money like an Ozzy. They hate on me and despise me. But I'm cooler than I'm chilling, like icy. Why it costs so much to live so pricey? Open up your eyes and you just might see. I'm in a sweatshop like I work for Nike. 23 in the streets, hard of a Viking. Spark it up and keep striking. season it up till you like him. Crown on my head and demeanor of a king. Heavyweight haymaker swing, sticking in like a bee sting. You don't like me, I don't like you. I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth. Paranoid cause the voices won't stop. Who said Joe the years ain't hip hop? I got him in the scope, turn the stone to a tater tot. All I need is one shot for the body boy blood clot. Cultivate and I sell my own crop. I'm a hustler like my pops, street journalist, music analyst, lyrical pharmacist. Play with the keys like an organist, mental telepathic psychologist. Plotting like a terrorist, see I'm a specialist. Call me MD, with the infantry. Take a ride with me on the side of the sea. I'm leading the cavalry, against the enemy. Flash full of Hennessy, I'm a visionary. So the future I foresee, success is up to me. I don't like you, I'm unpredictable. Ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
So I come equipped, can't give a fuck what they say. Yeah, I know this shit. Same shit, different toilet with the manuscript. I run up on these games, kill these lanes in the 7-6. Just sneaking like Rothstein, they claim the reigns, game change. Let's meet it in Frostine. Time to show them what the meaning of boss be. Miseducation, so I'm killing them softly. And I'll be on my rap shit to the death of me. Like I speak exclusive from caskets. My main word's grasping at the point just managed to keep the advantage. Over haters, I damage. I fall, and I'm about to do it. That's what happens to best, your history already proves it. I'm the JFK shot of me, my mind on the block. I guess, what will you do? You choose what meant to get popped.
I don't like you, I'm unpredictable, ain't no telling what I might do. I'm spontaneous, impromptu, last of the truth.
Check this out, man. Richie Rich in the house, West Coast. Shout out to Die For Radio.
My name is Fat Sean. For those who don't know, I want to shout out Die For Radio.
I'm known as the legendary Cocaine.
This is Down By Law, X-Clan. Get up with the mainstream outlaw. Brother Jay, big up to all the clan and the powers, and big up to Die For Radio.
Shout out to Die For Radio. The kid, Young Mouth, Dragon Gang, Bang Bang.
Big Hutch, a.k.a. Cool 187. Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, what's up, yo? This is Tyrus Smith. I'm cool with my man Dyer. Holding it down, Die For Radio.
Yo, what's rocking?
Die For Radio.
You already know, you heard the name. Die For Radio in the motherfucking house. E-Cub in the house. Cali in the house. Philly in the house. Atlanta in the house. New York in the house. You know what I'm saying? Connecticut in the house. Arizona in the house. My homie Jacob Popperwell was rocking with us. You know what I'm saying? So we're doing it real big. Big shout out to, you know, FMG, Freeway Music Group, doing it over there. You know what I'm saying? The real Rick Ross is not a rapper, by the way. I don't mean, you know, I'm just saying. But that's all good. That's all good. We rocking with E-Cub. You know what I mean? How you feeling right by now, Cub?
Hey, man, I'm feeling good. Shout out to everybody that's been showing love and calling up to the show and just tuning in and listening to my box, man, and shout out to everybody that copped it and downloaded it. Like I said, those hard copies will be available soon. So y'all just stay tuned, man. Keep rocking with the kid.
Absolutely. And that's what we're doing live on the air, rocking out, doing what we do. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, back to my interview tip. Let me see what I got in my notebook here. You know what I mean? Nah, but, you know, we always talk about digitally and the kind of double-edged sword and everything. I'm going to actually flip this to a whole different different set, and I kind of fuck people up with this sometimes. But do you find yourself crossing over to maybe do, since you're into hip hop, like you are with the old school, starting to do some live music with your shows?
Of course. Yeah.
Like the Roots type of feel.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can't do it, to tell you the truth, because they don't hear like the synchronization of like a drum machine would sequence something out and samples and this and that. And when you actually behind the live band, see, I think the energy is 100 times more than just up there with the DJ rocking. Although you still need a DJ with the live band for our type of music, so I'm not saying it like that. But you know what I'm saying now? But if you did that, the kind of the question is, though, do you find yourself, you know, kind of dabbling in some different genres or like that, or you just want to do kind of that hip-hop thing with it?
I always just want to, I'm big on, like, just building foundations. So, like, I definitely want to start off with the hip-hop, of course. You know what I'm saying? The Roots is one of my influences. So, but definitely I'm down to dabble, in the different genres. You know what I'm saying? Because I just want to, at the end of the day, I just want to get better musically, man, point blank, period. Because at the end of the day, that's going to help my hip-hop out. You know, that's going to help, you know, separate my sound from other people. So, yeah, I definitely want to, get into other things. But first, I just want everybody to know what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's hip-hop all day, every day, man. You know what I'm saying?
No, and then that kind of, the reason the question start out like that is going to this. What other genres of music do you listen to?
Oh, man, I listen to a lot of music. Like,
and that's why I started the question out like that, because I wanted to kind of get your first instinct on what you would, like, kind of cross over to.
Yeah.
Because universally, you can only be a great musician
right. If
you can adapt. You know what I'm saying? So what do you listen to besides?
Man, to be honest with you, like, I listen to a lot of music, man. Like, I listen, obviously, R&B, you know what I'm saying? I got a couple of rock bands I mess with, and a couple of that. Like I mess with Coldplay, man. I mess with Maroon 5, cats like that. So, I definitely, I dig those genres of music. I was trying to get into the fist-pumping
step music.
But, I couldn't really find nothing that really, caught my attention and made me keep it. So I rock with R&B, rock and roll, hip-hop, that genre. So I definitely wouldn't mind, getting my sang on. I always say I'm a singer in my second life, so I wouldn't mind getting my sang rap on, man.
Yeah,
so, shout out Chance the Rapper, Chicago, man. I've been bumping your new project, man. And he got that singing, rapping thing going, and he got a really unique style, man. So definitely want to shout out Chance the Rapper. He been in the whip a lot lately. So, so I definitely get into that crossover, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. We hit his call line, 562-972. What's up? You on Doctor Radio with E-Cub. What's crack-lacking?
What's good, man? It's your boy Jaden Cash. Just calling in, checking in. And then with Doctor, man, the whole family. What's good with you? Happy New Year.
You already know Jaden Cash in the house. Look out for his show on Soul Focus Radio tomorrow, right? Thursdays, correct?
Yeah, Thursdays, man.
It's the Jaden Cash show. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to you, homie. You know what I mean?
You too, man. You feel me? I tried to get in a little sooner. I just got my new phone, so I accidentally stuck the wrong number, man. But I went back home. Facebook and figured it out, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I had to call in before the show was over. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and give my salute to the whole Diaspora camp. And, just keep
things
pushing, man.
You been able to check out some of these tracks we've been playing?
I think the last one I got a chance to check out. But I just finished the show, so I just got, just tuned in.
Well, I'm definitely going to be sending his music Soul Focus Radio's way. We're going to definitely get him on the airlines over there because it's definitely hot music like you do yourself. You know what I'm saying? And we're definitely going to get the whole fam in rotation, connect these dots, man.
Definitely, man. I'm mad I missed it, you know what I'm saying? But, I'm pretty sure I'll be hearing more from you guys. So.
Yeah, you're a fan, so part of the coalition. So we all great.
Indeed.
That's what's up. Well, go ahead and shout yourself out real quick, man, and give them the info. We're going to go back to these phone lines and go to a couple more tracks before we got to get out of here.
All right, man. This your boy Jaden Cash, man. J-A-Y-D-E-N. Last name Cash, like money. You know what I'm saying? I'm working. I'm a writing artist. I'm a songwriter. I'm a performing artist. So a lot, you can just Google me, man. I don't got to be specific, man. But shout out to the homie, Dire Lansky. Shout out to the homie. Shout out to everybody up there, man, doing y'all thing, man. I fuck with y'all, for real.
What's up? That's what's up. We appreciate you rocking with us, fam, you know what I mean?
Hey, much love, homie. It's your boy, E-Cub, man. I'm going to be seeing you soon, dog.
Already, man. You rocking, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm going to hook you and E-Cub up anyways because you out here, you know what I mean, and they live not too far from me, so we'll get something going for sure.
Exactly. I'm with you, man.
Absolutely. Staying focused. Jaden Cash in the house, you know what I'm saying? Now we got ATL back up in the house, 404-287. Mm-hmm. What's happening, Thoughtful Radio with E-Cub? What's good with you? 404, you live on the radio. Well, maybe they wasn't ready to talk yet. You know, anyone on the line, press 1. I know 404 to press 1. We're going to come back to you just in a few minutes, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah, definitely rock out. In fact, I'm going to try just one more time. 404-287, live on Dr. Radio.
Hello, I'm here. Hey,
oh,
this is 404. I'm good. How you doing, Dylansky?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great. I'm fantastic. I'm calling and shout out my son, E. Cub. What's up, baby?
Hey, what up, Mom?
I love the project.
Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Happy New Year, Mom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, guys. Happy New Year to you guys also.
Now, you get shout out to Mom, man. She out there holding it down in Georgia right now. You know what I'm saying? I'm sad she can't be here with me to, you know, drop the project and everything, but she put a lot into this same project, too. So shout out to moms out there, man.
That's what's up. But you know I'm there, though. I'm there in spirit, so I'm always there. I like the radio show, Dylansky. It's hot.
I really appreciate that. You know, usually I rock every Tuesdays and Thursdays, and I try to have, you know, really influential hip-hop people on there. But I had to give, you know, your boy his own special day for sure.
And I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. It's been a great experience. I'm enjoying myself.
Well, I'm really glad. You know, and honestly, that's kind of my point in this thing is to bring, you know, we always talk about real hip-hop. We talked about that during the show. But just to bring people back together to be able to talk about music in a positive way, to me.
Absolutely.
Is a great thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm
it
even
is.
Talking about. Even if some of the music has some negative, you know, entities to it, it's like punching bags. When you do music, it's like you're going to, you know, going to the gym or something. So I like,
right.
You know, I like people, you know, to come on here and express themselves. For real, that's, I mean, and that's what it's all about. So we really appreciate you for sure.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, I'm from the hip-hop era, so I'm loving all the guests, all the old-school guests that you have on your shows, you know. I can relate to that. That's my era.
Absolutely. Well, I will have to tell you, you know what I'm saying, even though I'm on usually 8:30 at night Pacific time, you can always go to my Facebook or even this blog talk section here and listen to the shows and the replay. And I'm telling you, this beginning of this year, I got some great, great guests. I mean, you know, and it's definitely worth, you know what I'm saying, listening to, because we definitely got something in the works with a lot of these artists, and we about to drop something real big for the masses, so I definitely want people to stay tuned and get updates as it comes along.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
how you enjoying the My Box project, Dylansky?
You know what? I've been enjoying it. I actually have been over, you know, to them and this whole last year kind of, you know, before they even had the tracks for it and talking about it and all sorts of stuff. So I actually am blessed to be privileged to see it come into the form where it is now. You know what I'm saying? So
oh,
I was being ridiculous. I'm an artist and a producer and everything myself. So like I said, I was just blessed to see the process, you know?
Yeah, me too. I was blessed as well to see it all come into play. So I'm really happy for E-Cuv. How you feeling, E-Cuv?
I'm good. You already know. You know how long I've been waiting for this joint to drop, so I'm just enjoying the month.
And
you know,
I'm just remembering the conversation that you and I had just maybe a month ago, and now here you go, dropping a project.
Exactly. So you already know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just keep it grinding out, though. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see you soon, Mom.
Okay, will do. But I'm going to go ahead and finish listening to the show. So Happy New Year to you guys, and I love you all.
And
all right,
we really appreciate you calling up, for real. And you know what I'm saying? I'll definitely make sure you keep informed on the guests I have, because I know, you know, this month we're going to have Rakim and KRS-One and Chuck D.
Okay.
And you know what I'm saying? And a bunch of people from boot camp. You know, we got Cormega and Nature coming through. We got Charlie Baltimore coming through.
Oh yeah.
You know, so we
okay. Well, yeah,
be,
I gotta stay in tune.
Absolutely, I'm gonna make sure that they keep you with that information. And like I said, hey, you know, Happy New Year, and we appreciate your feedback and everything that you're doing for us, and we appreciate your son.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Y'all keep on supporting.
Absolutely. You have a blessed night.
Okay, you too. Good night. Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year. Family in the house. I was already talking about that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How to have your family.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of that, I got my family in the house. Matt Ford.
Yo, what is it, dog? What's cracking?
Man, Happy New Year, brother. We sitting here with E. Cove, you know what I'm saying? And doing it big, homie, doing it big. You already know.
Yeah, man, I've been fucking sleeping on motherfucking day and shit today, man. Just woke up right now and I'm all sipping on some brandy and Pepsi. And I just hit you up about the show. I'm like, shit was already on. I'm like, oh, fuck it. So I have to holler anyways.
Well, those, you know, my new
yeah,
listeners.
What up, man? What to do?
What up, man? What's popping?
Not much, man. My bad, I wasn't here earlier, man. I would have called up and asked you some questions, but man, I forgot all about the show today.
It's all love. I just want you to check out the album, man. I want you to check it out. Let me know what you think.
Oh, for sure. I'll be on it right away, my dude. For sure.
And for my new callers, you know what I'm saying, the new listeners, if y'all don't know, Don Lansky is part of a big thing called Die 4 Productions. You know, started by me, Dyer Lansky, and my homie, Mad 4, that's on the line right now. So if y'all don't know,
Mad 4, hey, motherfuckers, don't forget that, because I'm mad at all this whack shit. We still got to hear and see it coming in the future, so we got to stop that bullshit. Wipe the shit out with dope shit. So all you motherfuckers rapping, step it up. You know what I mean? Do the shit. 2014.
That to be crazy. And everybody, I forgot to actually shout this out. I know this, you know, E-Cuz Hour. February 27th, Riverside, California. I'm opening for Two Shorts. So y'all keep a hold of me for that.
Well, rep that shit down.
I'll tell you what, Ford, we're going to go stay on the line with us. We're going to go into another track real quick. You know what I'm saying? And then definitely come back and do our thing. I think we was going to drop this Living My Life, right?
Yes, sir.
Living My Life. Tell me a little about this track.
Man, living my life is just what it is. Just like I just want to do my thing, make my music and live my life, man. So it's a lot of fans. They love this song. Like, this is one of the favorites off the album. So just some cool vibes, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it. Living my life. Because my bot.
Die for radio. Man, four in the motherfucking house just waking up and getting it in. Let's do this.
We're gonna do it like this. Hey, yo. You're on point E. You're all the time, kid. You're on point E. Man, all the time, kid. You're on point E. Man, all the time, kid. Well, then grab the microphone. Bust it. Spit your funky kid. Yo, here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. I see your mother and your sister like my Instagram. Now, you know that I'm the man and I love your fam. But
fam.
I don't know which one to choose. I'm caught up in the jam. But, yo, I'm living my life because I don't live twice.
Don't
so maybe
twice.
I do because I just had a talk with Jesus Christ. He told me that I will go way beyond measure. And maybe that my pen and my pad was my greatest treasure. Yo, I kicked it old school, never playing by the rules. Laying raps on Pro Tools, that's just what I do, fool. So check my melody, check my melody. Ever since a youngin' had a crush on Melanie. From JB, the khaki and the green. Goddamn, she was me, feel me homie, nah me. Yo, I'm on the scene, I'm so fresh and clean. I came a long way from a little bitty teen. Now I travel far away just to go collect my cream. And they told me I was nothing, but I'm living out my dream. Yo, I'm just living my life and everything else just feels so right. Yo, I'm just living my life.
Living my life.
Living my life. Hey, yo, I'm just living my life.
Living my life.
Living my life. So what up?
So what up?
So what up? Just living my life.
Living my life.
Living my life. Hey, yo, I'm yelling timber, timber. The game is falling down. The game is falling down and I'm Captain Save It now. I put it on my shoulder. Her youngin' getting older, so the flow is getting colder and these niggas getting bolder. Check your label heads. Show me all my money instead of trying to buy me out with cars and chains. Man, you're funny, yo, check. I'm just a smooth, young, fly type of brother. I'm just a son of a smooth, young, fly mother. So, yo, check my CeeLo. Check my status. Hey, yo, who's the baddest? Eka, there you have it. You check really average while I be spitting magic. I'm doing all the damage. You niggas can't manage. So hand me the microphone. I'm standing here all alone in my zone. Hip-hop's very young. Kid MC, in the place to be. And I'm living out my life, young C-O-V. It's cut.
Yo, I'm just living my life. Living my life. Check it. I'm just living my life. I'm living my life. So what up?
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 I'm just living my life. E-Cubs just living his life.
Just living my life, man.
I'm just living my life, yo. Just living my life. Check it, check it, check. I'm just living my life.
Move it.
Living my life.
Shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
Rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
I guess these rappers really ain't got much to say. You see, I do what I do, homie, it's like every day. Still bruise with my crews, most days we parlay. But the self and my wealth is my point, and that's all day. You see, these bullets burn when we spit them out. I guess it's life you're losing, let's call these darkness out. Live life through the nights and try to escape dawn. The system's corrupt, so let's lick a shot for Trayvon. Fuck it, I had to, that spirit that I'm lifting gifted. But still twisted, to be automatic, spitting wicked. Should I mention public interest when your gift is moving towards a master, so fuck it, homie, let's get this. Die for collaborations, it's that sickness. We breaking bad on every level, never forget this. But you can kiss this ass if you resent this. I'm a blast from the past, but presently sent to rip this.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
These type of bullets will cripple entire empires. Everybody duck, cause my gun is letting off fire. To all you corny rappers, shut the fuck up, you some liars. And I got the pliers with the blazer cut. Fucking up your shit from your neck to your gut. Keeping your body stiffer than the fucker King Tut. And we about to get paid, get laid. Die for, got the shit that you love to hate. Cause she's a fake and we always go harder. Die a lasky man for, got the shit that's hotter. And our shit is proper and it doesn't stop. Die for is also known for busting off block. On any block, on any team. It doesn't matter if you're a camp or a regime. It doesn't matter what set your breath. Don't forget, motherfuckers, you get cut and get hit with a bullet point.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points.
Sending them shots to get your attention.
Bullet points.
These rappers whack them any names to really mention.
Bullet points.
So now you catching a point. You see my bullet strike well, so what's the damage report?
Bullet points. Bullet points.
Die for Radio in the house. That was at Bullet Points off the Breaking Bad mixtape featuring Mad 4. You know what I mean? Doing it real big. We got another caller on the line, 760-898. Die for Radio live with E-Cub. What's happening?
What's going on?
What up, E-Cub?
Oh, what up, Ty?
What up, fool?
What's popping with you, man? What's popping over there?
Nah, you know, we're just chilling, just hanging out, about to go get some food, post it up. I'm on vacation.
I feel that, man. Did you get the album? Did you check it out?
Yeah, you know, I was in the car bumping it yesterday morning and this morning, driving around, sitting in my garage, actually listening to it, so I could listen to it in the ride.
For sure. Hey, what's some of your favorite joints on there, man?
He's got to play the scene, man, the scene.
You know, he's playing the scene, too. You ain't hear that one yet?
No, I must have missed when he played the scene.
Well, I'm going to drop.
Niggas is plotting on getting green, posted up on the corner with thoughts of money and trees. Yo, I believe the same way they scheming in these streets is the same way niggas be scheming on these beats. It's a full out grind, you gotta get it how you live it. Erase the clown niggas trying to knock you off your pivot, it's real. Your main homie probably was squeal if you niggas both got caught and he was off of the deal. Yo, check, man, I'm just painting a picture and pitching the facts. Everybody calling me the Picasso of rap. And yo, I'ma just shit on these tracks and I'ma make sure that I lead tracks to catch a trace and backtrack, cause I'm the illest at this rap shit. Fuck doing trap shit, bitches get ratchet, niggas grab ratchets, faker than plastic, stretch you elastic, change it so drastic, scene is dramatic, niggas don't die, they multiply like mathematics. Ayo, G, this how the shit always been, that's why I ain't got too many hoes or too many friends. And dog, I recommend that you keep to yourself, kid, you could fuck around and end up catching a hobbit, and that'll leave you looking at the back of your eyelids, like forever you'll be dead, your body is rotten. So check it out, it's like the school of hard knocks. If you not ready to box, then your ass get rocked. This is real. Check, Rodney. Yo, everybody meet Rodney. Rodney catching bodies. He be on the block carrying long shotties. I'm saying, man, this kid is only 16. Body number 16 while I'm spitting 16. Of the scene, of the life that he's living, of the life that he grew up thinking that he was given. He ain't had no pops, and he ain't had no moms. He wasn't a cheerleader, but he had pom-poms, so he would smoke and chill with the niggas in his crew. He really don't trust nobody except for Drew. See, Drew, see, he was new. He was new to the crew, and he had only been there for about a year or two. But only if you knew the shit that him and Rodney went through. He had got caught up before, but he said, Rodney, who? You see, he ain't no bitch. You see, he ain't no snitch. And he definitely not finna end up in nobody's ditch. But check, see, it was one hot summer. Rodney pulled up in a dubbed out Hummer. Drew's face got all crazy, like, what a bummer. He walked up to Rodney like, yo, boy, I wonder.
Yo, Rodney, man, why we ain't riding like that? How come we move the same weight, but yours be looking so fat? How come it seem like you the one that's making the racks? As a matter of fact, when the last time you brushed your gap? I thought so. So Rod, you tryna play me right? I thought you was my mans. I thought we was gonna stay tight. See, I ain't really been saying nothing, cause I'm thinking like, damn, I know my mans ain't frontin'. But when you spending all this money and I'm doing all the work, this shit ain't really adding up. Somebody gotta get murked. Somebody gotta get hurt. Somebody gotta get worked. Then buried all in the dirt. You know I do it with a smirk. So stop playing, Rod. Show me the money. Or shit ain't gonna be funny. You know how it ends. Money, Rod said, fuck that. Who the fuck you talking to? You forgot I'm the same nigga that brought you in the group. You forgot I'm the same nigga that provided you food, and now you wanna sit in my face and act like a fool.
He pulled a tool and put it on Drew's head, looked him in the eyes and
said, nigga, you should be dead. All the times I done been here and saved your life, after today you gon' wish that you had a thought twice. As a matter of fact, it's been a minute since I bust my gap, but I've been waiting for a nigga to act like that.
You already know, E-Cub in the house, that was the scene. We got his homie that requested that, you know what I mean? You got to hear the track, homie, that's definitely a banger.
Yep, that was. Well, hey, Cub, why do you think it is that people are so fake? Where does the fakeness come from, man? You seem like a real motherfucker. Actually, I know you a real motherfucker because I fucks with you. But where does that fakeness come from? Why do people do that?
Everybody's going off, you know what I'm saying, the perception of things. And when you know what I'm saying, we already know that in the music industry, perception can be reality at most times. So, you know, that's why cats do it. But if you just keep it 100, at the end of the day, you're going to win.
Yeah, definitely. You're going to lose fans with the fakeness, I think, man. I think people that are fake are going to lose their fans. So the realness definitely shows up in your work, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
The circle will come to you rocking out with us for sure. Just a little shout out. We're going to go into a little bit of overtime, so the people that are listening online, it's actually going to cut you off, you know what I'm saying? But if you go back and listen to the replay with the same link, you can hear what we did in the overtime. The people that are on the phone line, stay on the line. If you hang up, you won't be able to call back, you know what I'm saying? It's going to cut you off, but we're going to definitely go into some music. I'm going to play this Massacre, you know what I'm saying? But real quick, 30 seconds, man, give you a shout out.
Hey, man, it's your boy, Cub, you Doug, man. We're going to get into the Massacre, too, so shout out my boy, Murder Dre, holding it down, man. But lastly, man, I just want to, you know, I want to thank God for making everything possible, you know what I'm saying? And my moms, my pops, everybody that's been rocking with me, all the artists, the producers on the project, all the fans, the listeners that called in today and showed your boys some love, man. I appreciate that. Shout out Die 4 Radio, my main man, Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? It's going down 2014, man. You dig?
Die 4 Radio is the master. Like I said, everybody on the phone line, stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? We'll come back and get some questions and do what we got to do. You know what I mean? We're going to go into the massacre right now. Let's go.
Good, great. To the massacre. Check it, it's been a long time since I hopped on the track with Tay. Well, y'all niggas better listen up today. I'm with my nigga Dre, playing these fools like 2K. Getting money now, but I'm still in debt with Sally Mae. She done heard a nigga be ballin', now she just steadily callin'. Time to get all in my wallet, goddamn, I just can't call it. These money-suckin', hatin' fuckers wanna get in my lane, but all these money-suckin', hatin' fuckers can't even buy my chain. Lame. Gold herringbone chain when I fall through. Green and gold on the name, that's the flawless crew. So what you wanna do? Jump up to get beat down. My niggas don't play around, we going hard for that king's crown. Heir to the throne, man, I'm in my zone. Standing all alone, straight up, niggas is mighty calm. We already on, man, I feel it in my bones. Gotta love Jones for killing these songs.
Murder, I'm on a mission. Bad bitches in the kitchen. You want important, so for me you get no recognition. Not a mention, niggas ain't no competition. Just to see a nigga, you gotta pay admission. Murder Dre belongs in the Hall of Fame. You niggas pawns, I'm a king in this chess game. I marry money, nigga, that's a maiden name. I got my first dollar bill in the picture frame. Businessman without the business suit. I'm on track, nigga, no train route. I'm so fly on the ground, I need a parachute. I got a bad bitch, she smell like passion fruit. But on another note, I got another hoe. She like that white girl, Marilyn Monroe. I keep her in the trunk, pieces and chunks. I keep the cash, nigga, I ain't got a front. Burn gang, nigga. Yo, Flawless NT, we in the motherfucking building, you know what I'm saying?
It's a motherfucking massacre.
Murder.
It's a massacre.
Each cup.
Y'all didn't expect the Jordanians to hook up with DJ Jenner from Germany. You already know it's a motherfucking takeover. Jordanian Nation. Here we go.
Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Robin weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Robin weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical. HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your gray headphones or stereo. Yo, spit that Slumdog flow. They don't know me on the mic's a miracle. Robin weaving through the beat rhythmically, but I'm lyrical. Rhyme near max critical, HD, no digital, so you can hear me clearly through your Dre headphones or stereo. Fisticuff my headphones like Joe Cooley, you don't hear me though. Video killed the radio, but live murdered the video. Call me Killer Ron with that percussion style. Single take these verses, so I'm in and out like animal style. Now I'm waiting on the post jerk to see what gets birth. A star is born every new day on this mother earth. Tie up, I desire, the flow's too deadly. 98 degrees, no homo, minus the medley. Make it back to normal, this beat guarantees a hit like winter formals. Better yet, a pay-per-view of money versus me or you. Trucks and BMW, shoes and George W. UFC and Rockefeller Records, just to name a few. Hit like the black and the blueprint. Eyes the same color, denying he didn't do it. Hit feels like blows from the Pac-Man. Frankie Lyman rolling with the Stones and the Smack Man. Hit like a gang initiation. Top 40 on the charts are singles from the Haitian. Hit talking Wayne and Alicia. M. Snoop Luda with T-Pain on okay, the feature. Get on the grind and make it happen. Grind and make it happen. Grind and make it. Grind and make it. Grind and make it. Grind and make it happen. The goal is paper stacking. Ball till you fall, don't slip and keep it cracking. Chuck couldn't get me in the 40-40 club, so I had to grease the bouncer and the doorman a dub. Sneak a tote so they don't catch me, get my sticky icky on. Rap is just a stepping stone so I can sell some men's cologne. Call me Lonnie Lynn or P. Diddy in a suit.
as you smell them like a ball of waha. Minus the loop, zoop, zoop, me American, African-American. I prefer black like Bill and Sidney doing it again. Bill got killed, but it wasn't Black Mamba. One over Jordan, 24 is the new number. Born with a silver spoon, financially it's wood. So I'm steadily hitting dreams like a stony Tiger Woods. 10-4 coffee like a blue and white coffee. Po-po, 5-0, popping body shots like Rocky. Hit like inhales from the cannabis. Girls fighting in the club, the target is unanimous. Hit like the plays from your MySpace. Cops rearrange your face and leave you on the ground from those hits. Barry Bonds, Sammy Sosa, Ken Griffey Jr.'s got the juice like mimosas. Hit Sugar Shane, Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Leonard, Dylan Payne, yeah, when they drop
your
in the
iPhone spell correction flips my words. Now I'm winging it like Pegasus and 12-piece birds. Full on focus, spit like Beach Street. Dumbfounded, got you thinking that this is a RZA beat. Recognize it's DP, broaden your perception. Heavy pushers don't even know that it's a recession. Meanwhile, everybody second guessing their profession. Still down for that percussional jam session. Grab the mic at your discretion, test if you can spit. Epic fail, end up ultra mild, lickety split. Shit's about to get major, bypass D-League. Ready for the pro, somebody has gotta see me. Baptized beats when I elevate, skeet, skeet. Posterized tracks on ESPN TV. Blindside your ass like Sandra Bullock and Stevie. Wonder why Rihanna's got a shiner on TV. Hit like a bullet with a spyro. Tripping up in Compton or pissing off DJ Iroh. Hit, disgrace your moms to your face. Now you're about to catch a case, cause you set him in his place from those hits. Now your home is the county. Look the wrong way and catch a shaft like it's Roundtree. Hit, Ron Artest and the Pistons. MMA, WBA, and the 80 greatest. Hit.
Here we go on and on.
Big shout out to Drodian Nation, you know what I'm saying? Sneak Rothstein, Shut Him Down Radio in the motherfucking house. Just chilling. I got my co-host with me again. I feel like I'm at home. Matt Ford, what the fuck's happening, homie?
It's cracking, man. I'm just right here sipping on this VSOP right now. It's popping.
How you feel about the knee cup track? This is a smooth little delivery.
Hey, that track, the first track you guys played right now, that shit is fucking banging. Because you know why? Because I know where that motherfucking beat is from. That shit is dope. They did the G.I. Joe shit.
Hell yeah. And again, new listeners, if you ever have a question and want to try to school somebody on hip-hop and names and dates and producers and executive producers and the whole motherfucking conglomerate of how that music was made, even back to the late 80s, even early 80s, you do not want to test my boy Mad 4, because he will bust out the tape with the CD and the magazine it was in at the time and show you motherfuckers when it came out. So, you know.
Yeah, you know what? If I have to do that, I'm going to be mad as fuck, and I'm going to have to smack you or slap you with the CD, the tape, and the magazine. You know what I'm saying? Don't fuck with me, for it. I like what people try to. Why not? It's the new year, bring the ruckus, motherfuckers.
Okay, so I just got a little email. I got, you know, definitely have people listening to the show. Like I said, we in overtime, so if you on the phone lines, you still here rocking out. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Mac 4, I got, we're gonna go a little bit off subject here. What was your highlight of 2013, my dude?
Let's do it. I mean, fuck, crazy.
No, what was your highlight of 2013?
My highlight started before 2013 started. Just to me, it's the whole time for getting noticed. Motherfuckers noticing Don Lansky, because it's his turn to shine. Y'all motherfuckers ain't going to be sleeping on my boy. We're going to smack you motherfuckers up if you do and wake your asses up. And that, you know, just to be alive and ready to do and move on positively, you know what I'm saying? You know, we mashing right now. Ain't nobody fucking with Doc Wall right now. And if you are, I want to see you try and bust what we're doing later on. Cause you get one on us, we'll get one over on y'all bigger. Harder, you know what I'm saying? That's us.
That's what's up. We got DMZ on the line. DMZ, you still rocking with us?
Yo, what's going on, fam?
Yo,
chilling.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. You know I'm dying for it, baby.
Yeah. So, how you feel about these E-Cup tracks, GMD?
Say that again, fam.
How you feel about these E-Cup tracks?
Oh, man, that shit is fire, man. I'm liking that shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that shit is dope as fuck.
You know I'm a hip hop fanatic, man. I'm a lyrical fanatic, man. That's my whole thing, man. You know, so when I hear somebody coming with that lyrical hip hop style, you know, I'm enjoying that shit because, you know, we definitely been missing that shit.
Absolutely. So what was your highlight of 2013 doing Major Damage?
Man, I had a couple highlights, man. You know what I'm saying? The first highlight, I would say, was the release of my album, Shade of Grey, you know, on my own website. I released that album in 2013 on my own website, you know what I'm saying? And that was finishing that, completing that project was a highlight for me, man, you know, and definitely the second was getting connected with the coalition, man, you know what I'm saying, and getting to meet everybody at Die For and all the different coalitions that we got connected, man, you know what I'm saying, and getting to know everybody and doing my thing, man.
And I'm going to salute on that, dude, because this last quarter, you know, if you break it up business-wise, this last quarter of the year was great. The whole coalition, big shout-out to Soul Focus, big shout-out to Justified, big shout out to Mr. Raw and Duchess on Greenleaf Network. You know what I'm saying?
Those are all the homies, man. Those are all the homies.
And also, I forgot to say this live on the air. It's just my bad. But you know what I'm saying? Starting this Sunday, people, this Sunday on Die For Radio, you know what I'm saying? We got what's called the Mafia Radio Show. It's MOFIA, Men of Faith in Action, hosted every Sunday by Justified and OG Cocaine, you know what I'm saying? And it's definitely for that out of church, basically, show. It's not really, you know what I'm saying, like you're going back to church. This is real testament of people calling up, people that need prayers, people that need support, people that need a positive tip. And it's every Sunday from here on out on Die For Radio, hosted by Justified and Cocaine. So you know what I'm saying? The coalition back at it for sure.
Yeah, that's love, man. You know, a lot of people need that type of stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, we definitely going to rock out a few more jams. DMD, man, again, salute to you, my G. We always appreciate the support, and we're here to support you too, my homie.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I appreciate it, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the support, man, you know, and I'm definitely going to be giving my support to y'all, man, because I really appreciate what y'all doing for the underground, man.
Yo, what up, fam? It's E-Cub, man. I appreciate you rocking tonight, and I like how you digging the tracks and everything and just recognizing the real, man. I appreciate that.
Oh, that's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about it, man. You know what I'm saying? The real recognize the real, man. You know what I'm saying?
So I'm definitely messing with your music, too, man. I'm looking forward to doing something with you in the future for sure.
Oh, without a doubt, man, without a doubt. You know, if you're definitely a part of the coalition, then we're going to definitely get together and make some shit pop, man, because that's what it's all about, building these bridges, you know, building these bridges, you know what I'm saying? And like my man OG Cocaine said, man, you know, putting paint where it ain't, you know what I'm saying?
That's my line of the year right now, putting paint where it ain't. Big shout out to OG Cocaine, man, for sure.
Without a doubt, fam, without a doubt.
That's what's up. So, you know, Philly rocking with us. We got Mad Four in the house. Man, I'm going to have to go into another E-Cub song. Let me see if I can spray it with something real quick. You know what we're going to do? We're going to do the Massacre, right? Did we already play that?
Yeah, let's do
Okay. Stay, that's right. Yeah, let's do this. Let's do, we in overtime. We don't need to be by no protocol or nothing, Logan. The Stay?
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about the track.
Oh, man, Stay is I recorded Stay at a downtime, like, in my life, man, like, when I was just kind of, I mean, you're going to be able to tell in the record, but it was just kind of, I won't say I was questioning myself, but just, I just kind of needed reinsurance, you know what I'm saying, about what I'm doing, man, so I had to get in the booth and just kind of let out that pain and just let out my thoughts, so this is Stay, man, you know what I'm saying, I hope y'all dig it, and, you know what I'm saying, it's real deep, so check it out, man.
That's what's up. E-Cub, my box, download it now. About to listen to Stay. Haters, I hear you on the line. I love y'all too. Mwah.
Hey, yo.
I'm back. It's been a minute, man. Just going through some shit in life, you feel me? But it's all good, we gon' make it through. I figured that I'd get back and bless the mic one time. Cause you can best believe I'm a... And that I will. It's been a long time coming. Hey yo. Yo, should I stay or should I go? Should I continue to flow or just say no? I talked to one of my close friends, TJ, the other day. He didn't hesitate to tell me, E, you better fucking... Aight, bro, I never thought about giving up. I just figured that maybe I ran out of luck to get these rapper bucks, or maybe that I'm fucking up, or maybe the system is already fucked up enough. They letting in all of these clowns, and I'm playing backup QB, trying to get some downs. Man, I just wanna make a pass or two to one of my receivers. They passing you and understand my view. My fans are my receivers, cause they listen to everything that I say, everything that I plan, everything that I jot, everything that I plot, everything that I am, everything that I'm not, and they want me to. And that's real shit. I know you feel this. I'm back on the mic and I'm back in the booth, and I'm back to giving y'all the facts, and I'll be spitting the truth. I'm letting this shit pop off like a cannon in the hands of a dangerous man in the army just trying to take a stand. Except my shit is a little more lethal, cause my words can penetrate the skulls of all of our young people. Now are we equal? We'll only find out if I give you the sequel. I'm only trying to provide the proper voice for the community, so there could be some unity, more opportunity. But they don't wanna hear a voice like mine. They'd rather listen to a nigga with his watch on shine. And that's cool, I understand niggas getting they paper, but in they rap they commit sin, and at night they think they make us. What kind of sense does that make? I'm living off two pennies, what kind of sense do that make? I don't think y'all understand the game and how y'all be listening, so I put my two cents in, you get it? Well, if not, then do your math. Be your own leader if you lost. Create your own path. I just had to get a couple of things up off my chest, so y'all stay tuned for my new tune to receive the rest. Cause nigga, nigga, I had to give it to y'all like that. I just want y'all to listen to some good music, man. There's a lot of bull going on out there, but I'm back, I'm here to stay. Shout out to everybody that's been holding me down for this little hiatus, if you will. We about to get it in, man. So stay tuned for my new tunes. My box is coming soon.
Dog sagging in painter pants, watching the whole dance, skating in rose grass. So don't try to run up and get smoked. Cause I cut you up and serve you like a motherfucking kid dope. Cause I'm a nigga that's real and you know the deal. I'm carrying the straps to kill. Stand down and drop this. What I got, and that's the grip. For taking, put this dick on their lips. They act like a nigga really want them. All I do is get them faded, stab the cock, bust, bust them. Cause I ain't quit on that, give me this, give me that. You better get back, bitch, before you get your ass slapped. Cause I remember when my come up used to be the car jack. But now I'm rolling back with the Yale slack. But you know I got the bud too. And I serve it to anybody, whether you're down with red or down with blue. That's how it's real niggas do. I'm in this game to get paid, just like you go to school to get a trade. But you a punk and gotta wait. While I get paid every hour just by rocking up a bird of powder. And then I take it to the valley. And I serve it to white folks cause they buying up the most dope. And I can serve them way, show. And they think they get love, but not as LA Dime is a dub. I keep the nine by my side. Just in case the motherfucker trip, I take his ass for a ride. Cause it ain't shit to pull a trigger. And if one time pull me over, I'm blasting on their ass, nigga. I want the pigs and they found me dead. And if they part of that uniform, I'ma turn that motherfucker red. Let's give a toast to the cop killers. Putting in work instead of thinking about a piece of shirt. Cause a bitch would get a nigga dead. That's what Iceman told me and I don't think that shit is no baloney. Cause he a nigga with many hoes, both fresh clothes. And if a hoe trips, she eating elbows. Cause I learned from my big bro. You clock don't fuck a hoe and you never think slow. Cause I sick. Back to the criminal set.
What up?
Poppin',
man. You still in my
life? Yeah, I'm here chilling, man.
What's poppin', bro?
Nothing. Just sitting here about to eat some sushi.
Hey, shout out Ty, too, man. He about to get married and everything, man. So that's definitely a good look, bro. I'm proud of you, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations.
Right on, man. Yeah, that's my highlight of 2013. You know, you'll be there. Live and in charge.
Yeah, no, nah, definitely I could I come through, bro, and definitely support that, man, and rock out and everything like that. But I'm glad you found your one, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm glad that made your 2013.
Yeah, that made my year.
Absolutely. Well, you've been rocking with us, man. I just want to get you back on the line. You know what I'm saying? Saying thank you for rocking with Dot 4 Radio because we always appreciate the support. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully you continue to follow the radio station. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, most definitely.
Now, you out in Cali, yeah. 760. Where you at?
Yeah, I'm out in Cali. I'm out here. I'm right on the border of Arizona and Cali, actually.
Oh, okay.
I work in Arizona. Stay out by Havasu, out by Vegas.
Hell yeah. Well, my show usually is every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 Pacific time, and we got some great guests. So, man, definitely keep in tune because we're going to keep E-Cuff, you know what I'm saying, in rotation no matter what.
Keep,
so definitely keep rocking out.
I know that's right. Yeah, no problem. I'm a listener. I'm a fan. Real recognize real, like the other dude said.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. DMD in the house, Arizona in the house. You know what I mean? We rocking out. Dot 4 in the house, Mad 4. Over there drinking some BSOP, being mad as a motherfucker, boy.
But I'm getting mad as a motherfucker in a good way. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here getting mad just because I'm a hater. I ain't no hater. The only thing I hate is garbage. I'm sorry. If hating garbage, and you calling that hating, then fuck it. I could live with that. But it's the truth. Don't get mad. I could only get mad.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. So, you know, we over here just rocking out, you know what I mean, doing it real big with E-Cuff, definitely premiering his album, My Box. It's a free download, y'all. You know what I'm saying? If I spoke computer language, I'd tell you it's dot, you know, backslash, blah, 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 whatever it is. But look,
You can go on to die4productions.com, you know what I'm saying, after the show and be able to see the link and download it. You can go to Dyer Lansky on Facebook, Twitter, you know what I'm saying, die4productions on Facebook, Dyer Lansky on everything else, Google this and that. The link will be up everywhere. Definitely get it. The main link it's on right now, though, is what, newhiphop.com?
Hotnewhiphop.com,
you know what I'm saying? It's a free download. There's 21 tracks. You basically get an album and an EP in one for free. Not basically. Motherfuckers, you get an album and an EP in one for free. You're slacking if you don't download, you know what I'm saying? You got time to add 500 girls with booty pictures and shit and little selfies on, you know, with a little click of a button on your computer that you don't know and never talk to, you know what I'm saying, but you can't download real hip-hop. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should have counted yourself out in 2013 and not even stepped into
the new day. You should fuck yourselves and knock yourselves out for doing that type of shit, motherfuckers. Get with real shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, we definitely, you know what I'm saying? We definitely zoned in this motherfucker. Fuck it. Die for radio. Let's do this.
I'm zoned in right now. I'm so zoned in right now. Hey, check. Hey, yo. I got this crazy mind, getting this crazy shine, styling with wavy dimes, yeah, this the 90s rhyme, flow is unkind in this book of mine, the righteousness, when I be jotting down this shit, trying to build up some oxygen, grinding because I'm shining, shining because I'm grinding, you niggas blinded, blinded by different color diamonds, different color vaginas, fucking Colombiana, Zoe Zeldana, I'm working my way up to Madonna, fresh out designer, season proper, had to remind you, gave you sucker MCs a chance, you had to blow it, so now your time's up, so pass me the crown, bruh, wipe off that frown, bruh. I'm a young king, just looking for me Latifah, my young queen. We reign supreme, we winning like Charlie Sheen, or maybe the Dream Team. Either way that it goes, we winning, got plenty rings, and we doing our thing, no friends, just enemies, trust. Yo, I'm zoned in right now, when everybody trying to bring me down. Trying to bring me down. Damn, what's the nigga supposed to do? It's either me or it's either you. Nah, man, I ain't going for a flat. I've been working too hard for all that.
Too hard for all that.
Yeah, hey yo, I'm so zoned in. You better believe I'm gon' win. Cooler than Captain Jack, eating some Apple Jacks and back a Cadillac, some poppers, some Cracker Jacks, chilling with goofy hoes, trying to just do my show, they trying to impose, I suppose, yo, here we go, check, yo, but that's another story, you know that I came up clutch like my name was Robert Dory, and man, I mean it when I say it, do it for the glory, and all you rap niggas, man, I swear you niggas bore me. Good grief, stop doing this shit. I'm in my zone right now, I might pitch a fit. And every rhyme that I utter, man, my shit legit. And my cut is so fresh, need a first aid kit, you dig? Niggas be talking, niggas just wanna rap to get a couple of them racks. And then they fall right off the track. Picture that longevity without the negativity. Providing positive thoughts, you know I got the remedy. Yo, I'm zoned in right now when everybody trying to bring me down. Damn, what's a nigga supposed to do? It's either me or it's either you. Nah, man, I ain't going for a flat. I've been working too hard for all that.
Too hard for all that.
Yeah, ayo, I'm so zoned in. You better believe I'm gon' win.
I'm gon' win.
Ayo, I'm zoned in right now when everybody trying to bring me down. Damn, what's a nigga supposed to do? It's either me or it's either you. Nah, man, I ain't going for a flat. I've been working too hard for all that.
Too hard for all that.
Yeah, ayo, I'm so zoned in. You better believe I'm going to win.
I'm going to win, yeah.
One time for your mind. Hip-hop out the block. We banging in your stereo.
Stereo.
You banging my block. You banging my block.
Die for radio in the house, doing it like that, man. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way it goes around here. It's always great music. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to DMD. You know what I mean? Definitely get it in. Shout out to the 760, the homie Tyler. You know what I mean? Definitely rocking with us. Shout out to everybody that rocked the whole time. We're going to go ahead and step out of here. We went a little 30 minutes of overtime, but, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way it needs to go with hip-hop. Man, for you got some last words, my dude?
Yeah, yo, shout out to everybody that listened to the show, and, you know, shout out to everybody that hasn't heard the show yet, but I'm giving you an early shout out, and I'm going to shout out myself to motherfuckers, because I could do that shit. Fuck y'all, Dapo Radio, Dianetsky, Mad Four, Jay Souls, City, fucking Wayne G, and Chucky Fly. Catch us on the motherfucking come up, you bitch.
Absolutely. E-Cub, you got some last words? Hey, man, shout out everybody that tuned in and stayed the whole time and rocked with us. I'm trying to just take over the game one step at a time with this hip-hop, man. You feel me? So let's get it in 2014, man.
And can I get the man behind the scenes? Philly, you got some words for these people real quick? Nah, he behind the scenes. All right, well, big shout-out to Philly G. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers in the house just chilling. But, you know, it's all good. Big shout-out to the fam. Dapo Radio. We definitely going to come back to you next week. You know what I'm saying? No show tomorrow, but we got the hot guests and everything we're doing starting Tuesday and Thursdays. Also, don't forget to check in on Sunday with Cocaine and Justified. You know what I'm saying? On Mafia Radio. Sundays at 2 o'clock Pacific time. And that's definitely the way we rock out. I'm actually going to drop this real quick. I actually had a great, great phone call with this man today. You know what I mean? A producer of this, and he's going to be rocking with Dice on some certain things, and that's going to be definitely announced very soon. So Dice Radio, one more track for that ass, and we out this motherfucker. See y'all next Tuesday. Peace. Happy New Year.
Been arrested?
Yeah.
And so, what you think about that long ride downtown in the back of that car?
Here.
Look, you think I'm losing sleep off a weak nigga tripping off me? I unload on your body and soul, leave you cold. This is more than an empty threat, a wolf kicking on the record. When I throw these things, you gon' catch it. I'm raw, wicked, and wretched. Above the law, you never stop it, cause your organization is non-profit.
Yeah, you niggas ain't real G's, you refugees,
tell them. Mass produce CDs and then you can't sell them. Talking bullshit, walk. Money had your ass riding in the Bentley convertible. If you cross me, I murder you. Yo, I do some time if I catch that case. Money on my books and I ain't even left the home tank. I'm phoning banks for the rainy days coming. Niggas entertained, cocaine, they bang or they running from the law. Coming from the shore, got stopped by the one time. Out of the car, walk down the straight line.
Now,
failed the test, handcuffed, feel my knees touch my chest. I am now under arrest, fake name and address. So how I'm supposed to live life with no bitch, no hustle and two swipes and no ego?
No matter how it goes, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show, call me weak, bro. No matter how it goes, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show, call me weak.
I told ya, I was coming back with heat. Ships, hella deep. Yo, niggas wanna steam, niggas wanna block. Ain't bullshit with you, man, my heat stay cocked. Yo,
what?
The body wants apples, I afraid to die. I told him, now I'm a soldier, bitch, why? Yo, motherfuckers waste too much time. Worry about something that they ain't even gonna be able to stop. Yo, I roll hard and heavy like a brick. I never went out over a bitch, a bloody chip. I smoked their ass like a bomb, 20 sack. If you sleeping in them high off their cognac. Yeah, cause real niggas appeal niggas with no regret. Yeah, depending on the size of the debt. Or if he really feeling getting played for a stretch. A possibly taking a major setback. So many pitfalls, roadblocks, stoplights. So many niggas itching to die, street strikes. You better pray to God, I don't catch you swerving. Cause I'ma dip that ass out like a virgin.
No matter how it go, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show, homie, we go. No matter how it go, we gon' throw hella blows. Then act a fool at the stage show, homie, we
I worked for had one of the biggest companies in New York City. He didn't own his own company. White man owned it, so they owned him. Nobody owns me, though. The most important thing in business is honesty.
Bribery? Extortion?
Integrity, hard work.
Murder? Racketeering?
Family. Never forgetting where we came from. See, you are what you are in this world. That's either one or two things. Either you're somebody, or you ain't nobody.
Your life will never be the same. Once you're in the pot again. The pot again. The pot again. The pot again. The pot again.